Just a little warning, this podcast does contain some crude language. If you're easily offended, this is maybe not the podcast for you.
Fat bar. Horny bar. Millionaire. Short breed. Cycling. SPL, EPL, Highland League, Sausage Roll, Sledging, Dude Called Salmon.
Sports. 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 Sports.
Episode 195.
Oof, we're getting there.
Getting there, Mass. Five for fun this week. We're not doing it. With...
Aye, well,
right. Okay, I'll show you.
Fuck's sake. Try to scrap it, but I'm not hearing it.
Okay. Fitting a theme this week, on a theme?
Aye, Klopp.
Klopp.
Klopp's a theme.
Okay.
For obvious reasons.
Just the overhyped manager. Oof.
Name the three clubs Klopp has managed. Find easy to start with. Name the three clubs Klopp has managed.
Can I say that again? Game one. I do.
Nick came for, he came for.
Not interested.
No. That's poor knowledge if you don't.
I genuinely like that.
At least.
He's just had a mind block though, haven't you? You need that again.
No, I'm new. I don't that in.
Question number two. Klopp's height in inches plus his age equals. Klopp's height in inches plus his age equals. We've got a math for you.
Aye. Height in inches
plus his age. I'll get if nobody gets
is his age.
If plus his age. If nobody gets it bang on, I'll get the five verse closest.
Okay.
Klopp is the only Liverpool manager to win a Champions League / European Cup, Premier League / First Division, the English League Cup and the FA Cup. True or false?
The only manager to do it?
The only manager to win. Only Liverpool manager to do it. Did I say Liverpool?
No.
Sorry. No. Klopp is the only Liverpool manager to win a Champions League / European Cup, Premier League / First Division, the English League Cup and the FA Cup. True or false? How many Manchester United managers have there been since Klopp tenure at Liverpool? Oof. And I'll give you a point for each of them you can name.
What the fuck?
So how many managers have been at Man United since Klopp's tenure at Liverpool? And a point for everyone you can name. La di da di da. Give a wee minty. Jurgen Flop. Klopp. Like, yeah. 10 more seconds.
10 more seconds. We'll okay, cheers for that. Thanks you.
I maybe did too much of these because the last team's got a few.
All right.
Few as well. Question five. Klopp's five highest scoring players. At Liverpool. Five highest scoring players. You didn't really get all five of these. I think the fifth is tough.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have thought it.
Yeah.
First three is easy.
Aye.
Four slightly tougher in fifth. Pretty tough.
Okay. Oh, it's tough. Tough.
Lots of points up for grabs today.
Aye. What do I think for the other two would be?
Because
he was in the earth, though.
Ah, okay. Is that the fourth question or fifth?
That's the fifth.
Okay.
Are you needing any repeated, like, if you missed you?
No.
No.
No idea. I'm just putting down...
Just putting names now. Like.
Right, we'll go to first question. Three clubs Klopp has managed, so you've only got...
Lose a fool.
And you kind of tell me on the other two.
I'm not really interested. Couldn't care.
Mike?
Dortmund.
Aye.
Liverpool.
Mainz.
Mm-hmm. Mainz.
Mm-hmm. Mainz.
M-A-I.
05, I think it is.
Mainz.
M-A-I-N-Z 05. I think he played most of his career there as well. So 3 points to you guys and 1 point to Shed. So Klopp's height in inches plus his age equals Shed?
125.
133. 131.
Oh!
So dunk.
We'll tuck it.
He's how old is he? 75 inches. He's 76. 6 foot three.
Oh, I thought 6 foot two.
And his age is 56.
5 foot nine is your 80, mate.
So it's 75 inches plus 56. I've got it right, haven't I? Klopp is the only Liverpool manager to win the Champions League / European Cup, Premier League / First Division, the English League Cup and the FA Cup. True or false?
I put false.
True.
I put true.
Mm. Is it?
It's true. Mm. Neither manager's done it.
Great manager.
Claude Mark.
So how many Manchester United managers have been in charge of United since Klopp's been there? So
this is a question for Duncan Shea, we United
bet,
fans.
I bet seven.
Seven.
How much, Mike, you
I
got?
I bet seven.
Six.
Oh.
So Moyes was no one?
No.
Oh, so. Aye, so it's a rest.
So give me a fit you've got, Dunk.
Ranić.
Yep.
Louis van Gaal, Carrick.
Yeah.
Jose, Ole, and Ten Hag.
Aye.
Same here.
Same.
Aye, so you'll all get 6 points.
Six, okay.
But you wouldn't get a point for the actual six if somebody got six, you 7 points.
Aye.
I'm well done for mining Carrick, I thought.
Carrick, he was only in charge of a few games, was he?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So Klopp's five highest scoring players. First would be?
Salah.
Second?
Suarez.
Oh,
Firmino.
Mane. Third?
Firmino.
Fourth?
Henderson.
Henderson,
Sturridge,
Jota.
Oh, I nearly put Jota. Look, started writing J, and I thought he's not been here long enough.
Is 15.
I put Coutinho.
Sturridge. I did a bit of 15, didn't I? Then.
Origi.
I was getting a bit of him doing as well.
So Salah had 104 goals. Is it? No, 204 goals. Mane's got 120. Firmino 111. Jota 52, and Origi 41.
Fucking hell, Divock got as much as that, do you?
He's terrible to
you.
Shed, how much?
11.
11.
12.
Dunk.
Can't count up for
12.
Oh,
I did that right.
Happy
we are. Aye.
So, a draw.
Mike and Dunk.
Yeah.
Oh, I finished last again.
Just 1 point.
1 point, though.
And you should have got Dortmund.
Should have.
That's disgraceful.
It is. But, nay, really.
It is.
It's nay. Nobody's really interested in Klopp.
Well, for a night. That'll be fine.
Aye.
Fine, Mike.
Aye, fine, Michael. Fine, fine.
Been up to much this last week?
Nah, just stuff.
Okay. Yeah. Kind of stuff you've been up to, Shed?
Poker Friday night. Aye.
First suit.
No way.
First suit on Friday night.
Oh, fuck.
First suit on Friday night.
Fuming?
No.
Just disappointed.
Fucking delighted, to be fair. When I go into details, but I was delighted to be out first, to be fair. Saturday. Oh, Loki's, we ex-teammates at Loki's game.
Fair day, I heard.
Shambles.
Kaiser early to bed, somebody was saying.
What was I? Time did I get picked up? I got picked up at 9 o'clock. But with the first pint at 12, Ken.
I see.
Edward, Ken. Text comes through in the morning, you're thinking, oh, well, it's quarter to one for one, so we'll just be up at Lokes for one.
One.
Text comes through. Time's up the meeting. 12. Okay. So Fib, I was seen the first half. Didn't go back out.
No.
It was 4-0 half time.
Aye.
Game was finished. Nairn were not too bad going forward, but bad.
Totally.
They're playing up a hill.
How old is he now?
45. He's fuck. Oh my God. Give up.
That's fine. Yeah, they're right?
Okay, but as I said,
it's a good result for Locos.
The one bad gone forward. Locos keeper, maybe two saves to mark in the first half. Locos got a penalty early doors and settled them. And then 4-0 half time, so we didn't go back out for the second half. And then, boy, steaming.
Aye, your squad is
16.
Aye.
Oof. Third day. It was about 80 odd in the hospital. Good day.
Aye, fine, good
meal,
laugh.
Fine meal and aye, good laugh. And then kids fit by Sunday. Fucking joke.
What happened?
All the way to Bill Mady.
And yeah.
Game off.
Abdi, this is our warm up. This is how far into warm up was. Boys, left foot, right foot short. Get your bar. Get in for you need to get done. And we'll spick you as you're getting sorted out. Aye, nibble there. Bang, bang, bang. Referee comes in about 10 minutes before kickoff. I'm not happy with this. I think we'll just call the game off.
Aye, for reason.
Oh my God.
Oh. Pitch was it boggy or?
I was a bit about a yard square, just shy the centre circle bit.
Uh-huh.
For it was nae grass and it was a bit of dubby, uh-huh. Soft. Sick. Oh, I'm nae happy with this. Standing in it, it's soft. It could endanger the players.
Fuck off!
This is if we're gonna play on a football pitch like this a day, as near. Fucking game in northeast of Scotland he played today.
Up poorly.
Was it that bad?
Aye.
Both you and the opposition were gone, surely.
The opposition manager was gone fucking nearly.
Schizo.
Epileptic.
Aye.
Honestly. Never seen that.
Far about was it?
Balmady.
Aye. Mm-hmm. First pitch at Balmady.
Middle of nowhere. Did you know I say the beach actually?
Aye.
Just as you come into bed, Balmady took a right just opposite the community centre bit of thing. Aye. Doing the bottom air through woodies and mm-hmm. doing the back. Pitch, rest of the pitch was solid. It wasn't in good condition. Ken, it wasn't a rolled. It was bobbly as fuck. But this wee patch.
Aye.
Not even the size of this table.
Aye.
I'm not happy about that.
Folk can't size of this table. Go on YouTube and you'll see the size of the table.
So all the way to Balmady.
So we had 1.5 by 1.
All the way to Balmady. For her, it was a wifey lassie as well. And for her to turn up 10 minutes before a game. 10 minutes.
Was it?
10 minutes before a game to tell us it's nae off. And then we found out she fucking bides in Balmady.
Oof.
We've just travelled 40 mile to get a game cancelled 10 minutes before we start. And then we mark it worse, we'll have to go back here in another day to play fucking league game again.
Mm-hmm.
So you're struggling for referees. A lot of clubs struggle for pitches.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always a backlog of congestion of football. And she's cancelling the game for a fucking wee patch of grass.
She couldn't be asked, could you?
She couldn't be bothered.
Exactly. It's fucking raging, honestly.
We complain.
Still are you?
Yeah, aye.
get a complaint in.
For no point.
Nah. Would you have played it?
100%.
Aye.
100%.
Did you gear it? I'm a ref.
I says,
I'm a qualified referee.
I would never call this game off for that.
What did you say?
No. She says, well, I'm not happy with it.
That's why women shouldn't be involved in men's game.
Safety nowadays.
Honestly.
Fuck. Somebody could slip doing that hard bit of the grass and twist their arm, go with their uncle and brock it.
There's any risk on it, man.
Just play the game of
football. One flake of snark comes out of the sky, we better shut the school. fucking Jesus.
It's windy. Too windy. Oh, honest to fuck, I wasn't happy. So, McDonald's.
That way. Yeah, bad second option.
Every cloud has a sort of thing.
Doing McDonald's, then ham, and then watched the first playoff game for
American rugby.
American rugby, aye. Wasn't it the best?
No. So it fined.
Didn't go your way. You were looking for a.
No, I was looking for Lions. Lions to win and a Ravens win.
Completely opposite.
Fucking
Chiefs and the Niners. Best thing was ever to give that team.
Two of the three most hated teams in the NFL.
I've seen a meme. Was it the folk support the Super Bowl final, and it's just the states for the two folk are fair. Kansas City and
nobody
Kansas.
Likes
and
nobody likes the Chiefs because they're winning all the time. Nobody likes a winner.
Well,
I don't mind the Chiefs. Like, I quite like them actually.
Nah.
Mahomes, Kelsey. Kelsey's a monster.
Kelsey's a beast. Like, honestly, if you've got him, if you've got him and Mahomes, you've got a chance of winning a game. To be fair, but I just don't like him.
Kelsey's got a hang on for him, is he?
He's
an offensive beast.
Charmy
bastard. He's like rich, but his wife's even richer.
He's rich. He's a handsome looking chap, and he's got a tidy blonde.
Aye.
Plays elite level professional sport.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Elite, though, the elite, don't
know. What do you want in life?
Where's yellow gloves? So I'm not sure about
it. He plays himself at your wheels.
Aye.
So that was my weekend.
Aye. First cell, Dunk.
My mum was in our weekend with my sister, so just pottering about with them and just Lenny's birthday this weekend, so a couple of last minute hangs for that and all that. So in the gym,
aye,
that was it, watching the Dons.
Okay, so was that?
Oh, I was just cycling.
What was you?
I was wondering,
what's where?
Are you on?
I forgot about that.
I would have said, I've got it to my notes here. Jesus. I was cycling.
Christ.
So, was it Hearts, was it?
Aye. Hearts.
Aye. You watch it?
Aye.
Okay. Aye, we'll probably come on
to it. I'm sure.
That's pretty quiet.
Aye, quiet all the time for me. Like,
aye, laying low.
Obviously, squared a while tickets for the Euros, so.
Aye.
Oh, fuck. I'll get you my.
That's
aye, so you got tickets for the Hungary game, do you?
Aye, bizarrely, aye. That was probably the best thing that happened last week, because obviously I mind picking the category one he's going, well, I didn't get in the first ballot, I had no chance in the second team. Four came through, and Gil got in that. Bizarre, so jackpot.
£200 a ticket feels cheap.
Aye.
Because we was getting paid £900 for the Germany game.
Aye.
I was almost half happy that we didn't get him, Ken. That's a lot of money for a ticket. I tell the wife, and she fucking freaked out. Like, she's like, what? I blame her. Like, she said to me, I'm paying £900 for, I don't care if it would you go to equestrian.
Yeah.
Like, you're not paying.
Place a horse.
You can watch that on TV.
He gigs, he texts me, he goes, too much for a Sparky Nigerner. I goes, he is a fucking Sparky.
I was sweating a bit here. I was like, would I? And then Gil put in a quote, he kind of put a price on memories.
Okay.
That's just, it's a good quota.
I can't. £900.
No way. £900 hopefully be on my beer money for a whole fucking 10 days.
Exactly. I know, it is a lot of money. Like.
I bet. Can't wait. Like, should be good. Should be good. For about yourself, Mass, what have you been up to?
Poker. Got the final table, standard. 8th.
Oh, aye.
And I hung a TV in a sign on the wall on Friday aye. As well.
So, tune out YouTube
well,
this year.
I did not. I went to hang a sign and cut out a socket. This place to laugh. Fucking, you should have seen a mess as well.
Aye.
Oh, so, my dad had to fucking fill it and repaint it.
No way.
A massive hole up there for a cable doing came for a sign is.
Uh-huh.
And then when I was cutting out socket, fucking place
a chip in alley.
Oh, no. She did all that for.
Yeah.
So I felt the door open. I goes, oh, please, Debbie, Dad. Please, Debbie, Dad. Sure enough, it's him. Oh, fuck. So he comes and goes, what the fuck have you done my what? He just stood there and looked at it for half an hour. Oh, dear. Something like that. So yeah, he's fixed her up. I screwed the sign up at night because he had to fill a hole in it. I see it new. Really, cable's just there somewhere.
I seen that. The first cable. Oh, it's tucked in. Nice.
Tune into YouTube
and you'll see it. Aye.
So
your dad chuff was a wee message we got.
Aye, was big ammo.
Broadcast.
It's like a
Rangers. It's like a Rangers podcast. Is it?
Broadcast.
The teddy bears.
It's been his little chuckle about you driving
a Bacardi.
Bacardi.
Ciao. He's aged too, is he?
Aye.
First of big locks.
I can.
But then if we're aged, he'd be
well in his 50s now.
Aye.
You used to seeing him with his big locks, can't
you? Mm-hmm.
He's a huge man. I'm like, holy fuck.
He's the biggest human I've seen live at Pataudry. I might be in the front row and I was just like,
aye. Belt and a kid. Even my wife can't fight with us,
aye.
Aye, because, yeah, fine. Abdi fancied him. Big Lorenzo. So I did. I was fair chuffed to it. Like,
so it's
Saturday. I went.
Oh, is that the wee trophy you got here? Like, whether
I saw I won a league. So I've seen and a wee trophy just to see
to show shed.
Let shed see it. Get close to it.
The Nuts Poker Royal Oak League winner, August to December 2023, Barry Massey.
Nice. 50 car. Is that a trophy? That's not a trophy, is it? Is that merely a plaque?
No, it's not a trophy.
It's a trophy.
That's a trophy.
A plaque's got the little badges things on it.
Try to rub it in just to... Is that actually a trophy just so we're going an in-depth conversation on it?
It's quite nice, is it? That's why your wife told me, we're fucking talk up here.
She didn't want the news.
Nah, it was me. It's blaming
her. I can't hear on who's key. I better talk up the podcast room.
Yeah.
So it was Friday.
That was Friday, aye. Saturday went cycling. So I made a bit of a boob. So I text Shed at 8:30 because I just got up and we said at the poker, we'll go at 9 o'clock. I got up at 8:30. And when you're lying in your bed and you hear the wind outside, you're like, fuck this, Ken. But I better text. So I said, you still want to go cycling, Ken? So I was looking at my phone and it was online, Ken. And I seen him typing. Nothing came through. And then typing again. I say, he's not gone. Yes, Ken. So eventually it came through. I'll still go. Do you fancy going? Like, and I'm like, not really, but we better go. So I think compared to 12 was what to go. So, but we forced ourselves out. So he says, "You want to do a bike loop?" And I'm like, "Well, we did that last week." And my heat here, I'm saying, "Well, we did that last week." I says, "We'll go
Glendronach way."
I says, "Go up to Glendronach and we'll go Kellick Bank and him." And he's like, "I can't wait for your text," but he texts, it's fucking well. Wins for the sooth and I've got a so he sent back a route, Ken, and I'm like, that'll do. So up at Glendronach and then we're up at Slam's Hill. I was cunt to hell, Ken. Wind was in the face, pretty strong. And I'm going, far we gone. He says, Kellick Bank. I goes, that's a funny way to Kellick Bank. I goes, well, I was just, Ken, you turned up here. I was just gonna go straight down the road to Thorny Bank and turn off. He goes, Thorny Bank? I goes, aye. He goes, you said Kellick Bank.
Oh, shit.
I said, no. I said, Thorny Bank. He goes, you definitely said Kellick Bank.
Aye.
He said, that's a big difference, guy. He goes, I thought you were being a bit ambitious. Just, he thought I was going to Kellick Bank for a stop. Pay some food and aim. And he was on a big good aim, but ruined by Fisher Ford. And I'm like, well, that's weird, eh? So eventually we got so far into route, I had to say something.
Aye. Like,
Far we gone. Like, Kellick Bank. So, first thing I did when I got home, looked at my phone. Aye, sure enough, I wrote Kellick Bank instead of Thorny Bank.
Oh, shit.
So, I was like, all right, tuck us road here, we'll go up this way. What are he's at hell? Do near and do near and be here.
So Thorny Bank.
We didn't go to Kellick Bank. We both agreed that Thorny Bank was Thorny a better Bank idea.
Stop here for a coffee, no?
No, held up chopping.
Back to Noctilus.
But we turned into Thorny Bank Road, man, I'm not joking. Wind was so strong.
Aye.
We almost didn't a pedal in Wyoming.
Aye. It was amazing.
Oh, aye.
If I'd been height of summer, I was records.
You were smashing that call me early.
Aye.
Honestly. Because both of us are in bad shape compared to usual, okay?
Aye.
We were flying and hardly touching the pedals.
Aye. This wind was so strong.
Bliss. Absolute bliss for an early season run.
It was great.
100%, but it was kind of fucking a bit deed trying to get you.
It was basically a free 8 mile, was it? Aye. 8 miles of free cycling.
Well, was that a distance for Thorny?
Well, nah, it's 6 mile, but I was with a 12 mile floor again. Up far as Ife and Wells, is it?
Aye.
For there and that, same direction, Ken.
We had about 12 and a foot and 12 mile or something.
To start with the wind in your serious wind in your face.
Like, wasn't it good?
He even said, I'm not enjoying this. I goes, all right, man, what's happening?
It's not fun, bitch.
But if we go to Thorny Bank, that's as good as
going to it.
Whoosh him.
It was pretty funny. Like. So
that was Saturday morning.
I went for a walk with me and Ronnie, Sheil and Thor,
Standard.
King Rib. They're still selling King Ribs, like.
Butter nice sliding off of theirs.
Nah, fine. I reckon. Farden Macker Blue was getting his fair. He's maybe phoning to Sheelan Thor. I did want to say it, and he was saying, well, I like going to Sheelan Thor. No problem there, man.
In the following week.
I had a feeling the boy wouldn't have liked that comment. He's got a feeling.
He maybe gets the Sheehan version of King Rib.
Temu version.
Yeah. Gate.
I had a feeling if I'd said that to Ham, he would have said, well, fuck off here.
I would fucking shut.
That's a boy that didn't talk any shit there.
I think so.
He's
like a Basil Fawlty kind of character. Can treat customers like shit.
Get the fuck out of here.
Somebody else. I watched a film, a really good film, but maybe Eric kind of funny. You boys be into the Western genre, are you?
Aye, it's all right.
Old Hendry, it's good.
Okay.
Definitely worth a watch. You ever watched, it's like a short film, the Buster Scruggs. Scruggs film.
No.
It's the same boy, it's in that. Tim Blake Nelson?
No.
I think you'd recognise him. He plays the main character in it. But if you can a lot about Western knowledge, you'll ken pretty much straight away. I'm negging it. But it's a good film. I really enjoyed it. It's got me into like, oh, I'm going to watch more Westerns.
You should watch Yellowstone then.
Yellowstone, I've seen it.
The Hill Things.
Is that the program with Costner's in it.
But there's like four or five.
I'm thinking Tombstone.
That's what
I'm thinking with Val Kilmer. Val Kilmer and...
Costner, is it?
And Douglas.
Kirk Russell.
Oh, aye. Ham.
We got an end.
You make a noise in this church.
So. No, Kurt.
I watched that.
Nick Kirk.
Kurt Russell.
Aye. Kurt.
Is it Kurt?
I think so, aye.
You're not sure,
they fathered Hudson, didn't they?
Aye. Backdraft, he's in Backdraft.
Kurt Russell.
Backdraft reminds me
of a porn.
Kenfin used to get porn VHS.
The front.
A porno head inside Backdraft. Were you playing the VHS? Well, there's maybe a bit of Backdraft going on, but no fires anyway.
That
reminds me of a guy who used to hide his VHS porn and his Dirty Harry cover.
Good film, though.
It's worth a watch.
It's on Netflix.
It's a while ago, I think. If it was on, Sky Cinema, but
okay.
You'll find it somewhere. Old Hendry. It's worth a watch.
Okay.
Really good. And Sunday, nothing. I went out for a walk.
I think I seen you on Sunday.
I was in by Tesco. I was getting a coffee in the way him. And watched the Ravens Chiefs game. I didn't watch the 49ers too late.
It's
not biding up to watch it, but I quite enjoyed it. Yeah. Ravens were pretty shit.
Like, they were shit.
Lamar was crap, is he?
No, I think that's why I didn't enjoy it, because the Ravens didn't put much of a fight on.
They stopped them really running, Ken.
Aye.
And I think if you force him to throw it, he's not that great, is he?
He hasn't got much targets.
He's not got a Mahomes. Yeah, is he?
No.
He's not accurate. If he's got to throw it long down the field, he was overthrowing it.
Aye. Yeah, so. But the Chiefs did well stop the run game, because that's what the Ravens are strong at. Like,
they couldn't have stopped the Chiefs the first half. They did in the second half. Like,
nah. And that's quite surprising.
They got him into third and long, and Mahomes Kelsey, Jesus.
Not just for the first down, but a fucking 10, 15 yards beyond the first down.
He doesn't even look like he'd be quick, does he?
No.
He's just must a big cunt, is he? He's a unit.
Only hang in the air.
He's coming down with it. Like,
he's bringing it.
I've never, ever seen him drop a bar. Ever. No. He's sure he is. I've seen the Chiefs, he never drops anything.
Even his catch for his touchdown. He's nearly on his arse falling backwards and he catches it.
He just catches that.
Arsehole.
Unbelievable.
Good player.
But that was me. That was it.
So fun. Super Bowl's not next week because it's at the All-Star Game is it?
Waste of time.
Yeah, then it's the following weekend.
Aye.
So it's a weekend, the 17th?
No, 12th, the 10th. 10th or 11th. So that must be the 11th.
Aye. First in the halftime show, is it Taylor Swift? No.
Oh, that again.
Not sure.
It's only reason to watch it. It's only reason
to
watch it.
It's gotten her too much, though.
It's bugging my heart.
This can't. It's not about her.
It's not about her.
Once is enough.
NFL.
Just look at the time you watch Man United. They cut to Alex Ferguson.
They're like, yeah, she pushed the camera away a couple of times or tell her to get away because she can't herself.
I'm blaming her. I'm blaming the fucking network, Ken. But the idea.
Oh, aye.
NFL fans don't want to see her.
There's been some funny memes, though. Like in the Madden game, they've got Taylor Swift in the front of the Madden game, Ken.
She's there all the time.
Aye.
Fine, quite weekend.
Wouldn't that be easy for them, though? Two mega stars, Ken. You'd be fucking hounded.
It'd be like a Posh and Becks, would it have been?
Mm-hmm. You can't go doing the local, eh?
Nah.
Nah, you can't do nothing.
Can't do nothing.
He's better just going with some ordinary chick, isn't he?
Never get lost.
Somebody does not like a limelight, Ken.
Celebrity couples never lost, do they?
No. And again, Beckham and Posh is.
NFL players are different as well, because a lot of them, Ken. Got their hat, their helmet on all the time. You didn't really see them all the time, but unless you're a mega star
a lot of the linesmen could walk down the street.
You never. Well, you'd probably think
you're big stars,
the
though.
Size of that.
Yeah, quarterbacks and wide receivers, running backs.
Aye, but you just share Joe Blogs.
Aye, you'd be
see how the shit house area before the game started. That was pretty funny. So we were warming up. Just
Kelsey throwing his stuff.
Get
the fuck.
Aye, good stuff,
mate.
Oh, cheers. Friday night, finished work, went into Legends Bar in Aberdeen on Friday night for a game of darts and
spears.
All that. Good setup in there, really good setup. You didn't kind of just put your photo in and you just throw darts, it does all the calculating for you and stuff like that. So it was really good.
Is it like an American board?
No,
normal
standard board.
Mm-hmm. Has it got that thing rune, that like halo thing in front of it?
It counts the darts.
Handy.
It is. You just play that. So I was there for about 2-3 hours. Then went to Malone's.
Winning?
We was playing doubles. We kind of was like, I think there was three blokes or four blokes and four coins. So I was kind of mixing the teams up and on. So it was fine. Good food on in there. And stuff like that. So then went to Malone's, been there for a while, then came home in the bus.
Aye.
But I was walking through Union Square. I'm just walking, mind my own business, and this boy appears from the middle of the way.
Salmon.
Mike! Brilliant. Hey, Salmon. Have I got anybody? Oh, he made my night, and he walked away. I said, cheers, you later.
And then he posted it.
And he posted it off on Facebook.
I thought you were famous.
So that was Friday.
I'll get the stage mic for you, Bailey. Just ignoring him.
Put on face masks and stuff, like that, fake stuff.
You've got to engage with the fans.
Signing autographs with Nae looking at him, Ken.
Turn
Megan Rapinoe. Get out for a selfie, but Nae even smiling.
Mike Rapinoe.
Full Rapinoe.
So that was Friday night. Saturday. Did he Saturday? Portered a boot, I think.
Then, hangover? Tired?
No, I was perfectly fine. I was
sober. Bus did you get him?
10:45 bus.
They must have got him about 12 o'clock, back at 12 or something.
12:10, got into Turra.
And then a walk up the road for
them. No, Elaine picked me up.
Aye.
No, it's about time she picked me up.
She's due you a few pickups. So she got on the wrong bus again the other week. I forgot to reply to
her. I forgot to tell her.
She's going through Northfield.
Oh, you said aye.
Fuck's sake.
Phone man goes on, I'll be late home.
Somewhere you know it'd be
going. Going through Northfield. For fuck's sake. She just jumped in the bus and she asked the bus driver, is this guy to Turra? The bus driver and I said, oh, and you go.
So you never heard her.
Aye. So he's very apologetic.
Took a risk.
Aye.
In number up above the door.
Aye, that normally helps, does it?
It's not on the bus driver though, is it?
No, come on. Definitely her fault.
She does that at the time.
Aye. Yep.
Shocking. Shocking bus management failure.
Definitely. Aye. Definitely. So that was Saturday. What did you say Saturday? I was up by Feathers. It would have been Mum and Dad's wedding anniversary. So I was up by theirs and had a Chinese.
Aye.
For doo doo and Turra.
What did you
have? I had shredded chilli beef.
Oh, aye, nice.
Fine.
Dad had beef and mushroom. Standard.
Standard.
Beef and mushroom.
Beef and mushroom?
I was a beef and mushroom.
Goat chicken and mushroom.
I fucking hate mushrooms, man.
No, really? Disgusting.
Slithery.
Disgusting.
Fucking. I love mushrooms. They even taste on
disgusting.
It.
Disgusting.
No, they're
magic.
Fine.
Absolutely brilliant. We had satay skewers, your little dishes, and it was good. And Sunday, none again, just chilled. Watched some FA Cups when I knew the weekend.
I like a chilled Sunday, like.
Aye. Mm-hmm. Then I was about nothing really exciting happening. FA Cup of weekend, so the games was kind of on normal TV and
shite in it.
Fit and they enjoy FA it. Cup.
FA Cup. Near fun until it gets
to the
quarters.
That's a fair fucking win for Maidstone. Right? Beating Ipswich, they're fucking second in the championship again. Maidstone's not even in the conference, they're a league below.
Mm-hmm.
Even full time.
Aye.
Are they are full time.
No, easily. Maidstone, I think so.
No.
Fair play to them. Good goals,
fair result, like.
Counter-attack.
See, the pyramid there is strong, though. It's fucking nuts how strong it is. Like.
Aye.
Man United, again, they're going to Newport. It's a tough game for them, Ken.
Aye.
And you see, again, they're off all time. They get a decent crowd in hand, Ken. Yeah. Like, fucking hell.
That's a good old-fashioned cup tie, though.
Aye.
And then you watch, like, giggling. Liverpool versus Norwich, and it was just a one-way.
I know.
Aye.
Well, it was more like a...
Premier League game.
Wasn't
top against bottom.
Top against bottom. Kind of
Liverpool arrested a few players now.
Aye, half our team.
Yeah.
Aye.
Some good young prospects coming through it.
Three or four decent.
Young right back.
Aye, McConnell, the boy in the middle of the field. Park has set up a first goal. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A good player.
Yeah.
But high in the league, there's a couple of mere cancellations. I think Turra was cancelled.
Aye. Last Forest, is it?
Aye, then Bucky was cancelled last minute again.
Bucky looked a bit bizarre. Boy showed my work. Cowie showed my work pitch. It was just like a square bit that looked played in a million times worse.
Aye.
It was a bit of...
Was it your wife, your referee?
Wasn't it Bomedy, was it?
Fucking Jesus. But they've hardly played. They'll have a lot of games to play. Like,
that could cost them.
Aye, big time. Big
too
time.
Easy cancelled, man. That's fucking... You can't just play in perfect pitches at a time, listen. Okay. I mind playing in fucking dogs.
Oh,
the bar ain't even moving. You passed it, Ken. But it's the same for Abdi.
Aye.
Well, it's the same for both teams.
Exactly.
Can get on with it.
It's not a safety thing nowadays, is it?
Yes, that's a big thing new, isn't it? Safety.
I'd like to see statistics for the hospital, broken legs and broken arms, man.
Mm-hmm.
I bet it's new on it, Ken.
Don't be
I bet it's the same.
It's probably more for a case of little hamstring pulls or little knee twists and stuff like that.
Toggles in the mirror, anyway.
No.
Ken. No. This is true. But there was a few games on. You was at one shed. 6-0 it finished, did it?
6-0 it finished. As I say, I never seen a second half. Nairn looked decent going forward. Loki's played well.
Aye.
Played well. Keeper had a... Loki's keeper
had a couple... Does he look good? That's how he got released favour, Dean.
Far.
The goalie for Lokes.
Aye, a couple of good saves in the big first lad. Half. And but Loki's looked decent. They were comfortable.
Aye.
To be fair.
Can't be that good if you can't get a game in front of Roos, like...
I did text Gunnar this week saying, get Archie back.
Aye.
He wouldn't have come back.
Well, you see the video of the shed was put on the Press and General website with regards to the broth, Willie West sending off.
Yeah.
Joke.
Completely agree. Do you agree with it? Second booking?
Well, in the context of the game, you've got to use a bit of common sense here. Again, Brock are 3-0 up, so why is he wasting time? He's not wasting time. If I'd been 0-0 and you told the folk before the start of the game...
Speed it up.
I want to stand for a long time wasting. If you're going to be time wasting, I'll be booking you.
Aye.
Nobody cans. Aye. Start a game. But Brock are 3-0 up. And
game's done. Is
he really time wasting, is he? Cause
no, he's looking about trying to see if I was coming.
The time for his blowing his whistle to talk,
5 seconds.
It's not that long.
Do you think he's been noised up by the sideline, maybe?
But if they're 3-0 down, maybe that works. But if you're 3-0 up, it does not work. You can time waste.
Aye, but...
Because you're...
Again, but...
I would understand that.
Oh, sorry, I got it the wrong way. Do
if it was 1-0, maybe.
But
three games over.
For time of the game was it? Was
but
it,
you only seen the flashpoint, and did he do it 5 or 6
well,
times?
Well, that's the thing. You didn't ken that. But if that was just one pure occasion,
it looked harsh. And Mark's a cool customer, and he lost it.
It looked a bit daft,
didn't he?
But depends how much time the referee. As Marcy says, referee said, "That's the third time you've done it."
If he's warned him a few times, look, you need to
speed
hurry
up.
Aye.
It looked like Mark was getting it the old, I'll see you inside, didn't it?
That's
a classic. It's a
daft booking.
Aye. Got him sent off in the end of it.
As I say, if the referee said before a game started, if you're time wasting, you're going to the book.
Refs, control freaks.
Aye. No.
Just there to enforce the rules of the game, Duncan.
Exactly. Not a bad defeat for Vale at the weekend, it's a shame. Hudley, was it
6-1?
6-1.
We couldn't have bought a win either.
Okay. And then SPL, we better speak about Aberdeen. Before we speak about Aberdeen, a bit of sad news today for Aberdeen. So, and a local guy, Ali Shewan
died.
Passed away there.
Honestly?
Aye.
Fuck's
passed
sake.
Away there. 83.
Bidding Pierre Heed. I worked in his, I did a job for him, did his kitchen.
Aye.
Ernie Patterson, aye. Fuck, I didn't know. Aye. He asked me find out.
It was obviously, I just read it on Twitter about an hour ago.
Aye.
Passed a while, yeah.
There's a boy, I think he played about 300 consecutive games. Never injured. Back in the day, you know.
Yeah. Aberdeen captain.
Hard as nails.
Yeah.
I think he played for Comiston in Fort Martin.
Did he? He was born in Turra.
Maybe near Comiston. I think he was maybe, was he, aye. Born in near Comiston.
Oh, crazy be. I just mind looking
he
online.
I mind he can't sure. Andy visit now that all oh, that I boys when I spoke to him. Because I didn't know who he was when I went to work in the Sioux, but he had this photo up in a wah of like an all Aberdeen team, like black and white, and another in at Hampden for, he was like somebody he'd in a bar and there was fucking crowd at Hampden, I think it was the 50s or something. And I'm like, oh, that's cool pictures. He's like, that's me. I do an Earth guy, like. I think he still went to hospitality, innit?
Aye. So, sad day for
everybody. Absolutely, aye. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a shocker, that. Like,
I think it was 83, I read a day, like, so.
Fit guy, innit, for his, been a few years ago, like, but, again, for his age, and he was still doing a lot of gardening and stuff like that, like.
Aye.
No. I'm shocked to hear that, like.
Aye.
That's a shame. So,
thoughts to the family?
Absolutely, aye. Yeah.
But, back down to Aberdeen, business on the pitch recently. St Johnstone for a start last week.
Mm-hmm.
That was poor game again, was it?
Very poor, aye. Very poor.
1-1.
Aye.
I think the VAR helped you in that game.
Well, I was watching it. The VAR decisions.
Terrible decisions.
Both are decisions. The referee got correct in the re-refereed game.
Aye. And got him wrong.
The
St Johnstone, it was ruled off. It was an absolute disgrace.
Which just proves that for me, there's an unwritten rule for their saying, if we tell you to go to screen, you've got to change your decision, because he's, as you said there, he's got him right. So he went to stand his guns and say, no, I'm right.
I think he's got both our decisions right on the park, and they've asked him to look at both the decisions, and he's felt under pressure, I think, fucking change
it. Change it.
But if them in the VAR room are nae come up with their own decision, the referees already made a decision, so why go back?
Yeah.
And understand that.
Well, I didn't think only the two things that the referee then changed his mind on was clear and obvious.
No.
Aye.
I didn't think the two decisions that he was made to check were clear and obvious.
I thought it was mistakes. A pen. The boy went to clear the bar and Rubens got in front of him and he blooters him maybe slightly. He marks a meal, but Kenny doesn't connect with bar and he does kick Rubens. So I thought maybe it was a pen, but again, the ref said no, so I've been inclined to go with the ref, but
I didn't see nothing there that thought, oh, it's a clanger referee you've got.
Nothing like that, no.
And to me, that's what VAR's for.
Aye. Can
referee, you've
real clanger, sorry. Clanger. Like last night, I reckon you wouldn't have seen it. Ivory Coast, boy, I was through in goal. A keeper comes out.
Holy shit.
Absolutely. Take some clean. He's
done a somersault.
He taught him that hard.
Is that right?
And the ref booked him for diving. I'm not joking. And then obviously VAR got involved and said, No.
Better look at us.
Holy fucking Jesus. You'll never see how. I mean, how the ref got it wrong, even in real time, you're like, holy fuck.
Absolutely white.
And the ref's running over and you're thinking, he's a what? Can maybe even send a goal off. He books a boy for diving. And that's why we've got VAR for that
But the half-con's a joke, isn't it?
Aye.
But it's about away at St Johnstone. I've never seen a good game of football.
I know.
Ever.
But on MDI.
It's fucking woeful. Yeah.
But everybody went one up through a lucky decision and he just went to five at the back.
Straight away. He made the sub. If you look at a goal and flash scores, there's a goal and there's two subs straight after it.
Incredible.
I thought he's get interview after he's going, you slow the game down. No, you fucking go for me. That's a wrong mentality, in my opinion.
I think every time you slow the game down, it's a problem.
Aye.
No matter what team you're speaking about.
Especially when you go 1-0 up, because they're going to go in the front fit.
The only boy that can master it was Mourinho. Mm-hmm. And if he went 1-0 up his team, he'd kill a game off.
His team was built for that. He had Terry and fucking Makaleli.
He's jobless, I knew, is he?
Aye.
For me, I'm like, Marcia, just go and kill a game off.
But Aberdeen are a better team.
That's what I'm saying.
They've got better players. So why?
Look at midfield and say, oh, we might be left open. But Aberdeen's midfield players should be better than St Johnstone's midfield players.
Aye.
So you should say, we'll back ourselves because we've got better players.
Aye.
We'll be fine.
So as a manager, not backing his players, is that
fair? That's fair, it is.
That's fair, it is.
St Johnstone have to get a goal. So it's going to be, something's going to happen.
They're here to open up.
Open up.
And that's for Aberdeen. At the start of the game, that's what Aberdeen would want. Mm-hmm. They'd want St Johnstone to open up because I think Aberdeen would feel, well, we're a better team than them, so we'll beat them if they open up. And St Johnstone wouldn't have started like that. They start like quite dogged. So they've got to come out for a goal. So Aberdeen shouldn't have changed. Aberdeen should say, well, this is our time to get another in. But now we'll change it. Now, if you change two players, you tuck it out of rhythm as well. You've just got a goal. I just think he's marking some
horrible
in-game management big mistakes.
Horrible interviews. He's doing the end of games.
Is that an experience, is it?
I think so.
It's smirking.
Even yesterday, it's smirking. Obviously, anybody in fan season take off. Seeing that when the club is eighth in the league and also, playing terrible.
Aye, and also lying.
Aye.
He's definitely a Rangers fan.
He's definitely a Rangers fan.
He's been an Aberdeen fan.
He's coming out with that.
Just setting
yourself up for
me. Dad's a massive Rangers fan.
His family was Rangers fans.
Just setting yourself for stupid little thing like that, but fans jump out at it.
Oh, aye. But the laughing from your head in a Holocaust. I've never seen the manager here.
You should have just been going, we'll keep working hard. We'll get it right. We'll get going, mate.
Again, it is tough in your
life. But then if he's under a bat,
I know. He's running out of stuff to say, isn't he? In his interviews.
He's running out of time.
He needs a couple wins under the belt.
It's amazing how it changes. Because after the game on Saturday, I was like, get him out. I had to go for a walk. My mum was there. I goes, I'm out. And I was just like, get him out and all that. And then but the next day, I'm like, I'm still in the game of season. I'm still in it.
Season's over, are we on a way, is it really?
It wouldn't close as a morning. There's no point sacking him for me.
No.
Well, what happens if you do?
That's what I'm saying. Far do you go?
Far do you go?
Ride it out and see what you can do.
What happens?
Even his interview the other day, he said it'll be different in a year's time.
Because he won't be here.
He won't get a year.
I think he'll get a season.
He's got Rangers, then he's got Celtic. Or Celtic, then Rangers.
Well, Livy's playing, obviously, County Unite. If we lose to Dundee Unite and County win, they're 2 points ahead of Aberdeen.
But the next two games against Celtic and Rangers are three hits.
A lot of fans are speaking about us 3 games in hand, but they can't win 3 games in a row. No. They're not in any sort of form to win 3 games in a row.
No.
So if they had 19 points in hand.
I forget.
That's terrible, though. Huh? That's totally unacceptable.
Oh, totally.
19 points. It's fucking crazy.
Six wins,
I said in the chat, I says, Fitz the blame because of three managers new and they're struggling, Ken.
Mm-hmm.
And Shed always says this, well, it can't all be the manager, it must be a culture thing here.
I fully agree with you.
So, Files could be to blame. I would never blame Cormac because I think he's a decent chairman. I think he puts his money for his mouth is. And Abdi says, chairman, you never hear from a chairman. He tries to be transparent. You can't win. Because he does that, and I'd be like, get off of Twitter and sort the fucking team out, and then folk at him and with their frustration, spick and shite and all that. And I says, if the fans are on a part to play in it by being negative, too negative all the time, Ken, does the team play like a City? Grey, doer, pessimistic.
Aye.
Ken, does the team represent the City, Ken? Because I he's not doing too well, Ken. There's no doubt about it. But Ken, that's three managers in a row now.
Aye.
And I said the last McInnes. You said Langer, and I said to you McInnes was a success, and you said he wasn't.
I went in terms of trophies. One trophy.
Aye. So if you team, we'll do both, right? You team Fergie's record off Aberdeen.
Mm-hmm.
How much trophies do you think they've won?
Six.
Major.
Nine.
So that is one trophy every 12 years. So McInnes got a trophy and he wasn't there for 12 years. So, and his win rate is the fourth best all time, 52%. He's only in Fergie. Billy McNeil was only there for a season. And I can't mind some boy for back.
Wild fucking
oat cake, I think it was. But so he can't say his time wasn't a success.
Oh, it's successful, but I'm saying, in terms of, you're saying win percentage was successful, but
he's won a trophy.
We're on about trophies, aren't we? We won a trophy, aye,
but, aye, but I'm saying the average trophy for Aberdeen is every 12 year without Fergie. But if you put Fergie's trophies, it's a trophy every 6 year. But Fergie's obviously a fucking
freak
of nature. Ken, Fergie won 9 of the 18 major trophies Aberdeen have won. It's unbelievable. So,
well, there you go then.
25 managers Aberdeen have had 25 managers. Only 8 of them's won a trophy.
I brought it up before, Mas. Sorry for cutting you off. Aberdeen fans are a problem here. Because fit right if they got to demand that Aberdeen's a big club. Because I think Aberdeen's huge, right?
Aye.
And talk Fergie out of that. I kind of, you can't talk it out because it's part of the history, part of the club. But as much as you said, talk that out. It's not any better than any of the other clubs.
Well, talk it out. They've won one league in 1955. Aye. They won 3 Scottish Cups. 47, 1970 and 1990.
Aye.
And 5 League Cups.
So is that any better than...
And McInnes was one of them.
How are
Aberdeen...
But you're saying it's not any better, but the fact of the matter is you can't take it out because it is part of the history.
Oh,
but he's a freak, though. Ken, a total freak of nature. So now you can't talk about it. But even at wee Fergie, he won half a trophy, so 18 major trophies. It's still only one trophy every 6 years.
For me, I've got Aberdeen on the same level as Hibs and Hearts, and when you look at their history, it's similar. Ken, they're not happy with managers, they're getting cash injected in. Ken, Hibs have just been given £6 million through that Bill Foley money. Hearts have got an absolute fortune given to him, and okay, they're home and hose this year, and for a bit, they were winning Naismith out last year. So they are facing the same sort of problem. Is that collective, they should all be doing better, and they should all be closer to Rangers and Celtic.
Should be.
Should be.
Aye.
For me.
But should they? Because Celtic and Rangers are miles ahead.
Aye, they're
miles
financially.
Ahead. Financially, and the whole infrastructure, I think, the club involved. So
it's almost impossible.
So fit this Hearts, Hibs, Aberdeen, these, for the Dundee United, for the one.
Aye. Is it third? Impossible to get a final? And maybe win a cup.
So Fitz Aberdeen get third. They're not getting third, but they've been in the final and they're a quarter final of another
team. That's my point. So, we're still in the cup, right? So my point is, if Aberdeen finish sixth, right?
Aye.
But they get to another cup final.
Aye. That's a successful season.
I think that's a successful season.
Aye.
2 cup finals plus a Euro run.
Aye.
So we're in the group stages.
Yeah. So that's why I ride out, but...
All right, it was a lower level the Europe, but they didn't disgrace themselves.
No.
I think
is it the one?
The expectations are far too high and nobody can live up to them.
No.
Because it's impossible. Hey, Abdi once said, I want my 83 bar and a talking brand of football.
That's what I'm saying, but I'm sick to hear
it.
You're buying players for £200,000. You're never going to get it. You're never going to get it.
No,
exactly.
Of course you're not.
So they're not living in a real world.
You look at Aberdeen, probably from a business point of view, it's probably working all right.
It's working brilliantly because they've got loads of players that are going to be worth a few quid. But as I've written here, it's worked budget, player policy, players, like... is a model to the detriment of the team. We've touched on that before, but obviously I'm pro, obviously it's to make it sustainable, but we get like Sambiovsky, it looks like he's probably going to leave maybe the Bourn or at end of season. So you think, one of the best players I've seen in my lifetime, Bedori, but he's gone in basically 18 months.
Aye.
And that's...
But it's the same as Zoltan Varga.
That's the same for other clubs in Scotland.
That's why Aberdeen... Ken, how much changes do you hear at the start of the season? So how can you expect...
That's what I mean.
...the same again this season if you've changed... 12 of your 24 man squad. How can you expect the same results? You can't, because you're bringing in 12 unknown quantities to your team. If half them work, great. If only 10% work, it's a fucking disaster.
Aye.
It was a hell thing last season with loanees as well. Sorry, Shed.
Every Aberdeen fan saying you should never have gotten a job, and every single one of them, what didn't they get a job?
If Cormac didn't give him a job, oh my god.
And so I should have been. They hit the game a job.
They
did was unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Can't say you hit the game a job. Aye. Are these cunts coming out of woodwork saying he should have never got a job? Well, far were you? I never heard any of that shit when he got a job, Ken. Ken, it's easy being a fan, isn't it? You can just change your tune any time you want. Oh, stop playing a back three. Right. So he changed that back four. He won one game, and see, he dealt you. Now he's in a back four. That's two bad defeats. Now it's all worth it. There's not enough width. You can just say on
it. Fans summed up Fit My Manage perfectly on Saturday. Was he went and got? They went 1-0 up. The first 50 minutes were the best team against Hearts, and then we went 1-0 down, and he changed the formation to 4-2-4 to go and win a game. Right? If we'd won a game, say 3-1, masterstroke.
Aye.
Changed it too early. Tactically inept. But if he'd left it to 10 minutes to the end before he changed it, they'd
he's so negative. 10 minutes to go. Who should have
done this earlier?
So that has fit my mind, and that's why it's such a difficult job.
Nice. Everybody's a manager.
He said after the game, he went, I got it wrong, I went too early. But that was his call to try and get back in the game.
Yeah.
And they got overrun.
Yeah.
The only thing I would question on that is he took off legs and Polvara, legs and Barron, and left on the Alice Boy and Shinny, and took off McGrath, who's also the only player that scored with Miovski. So
yeah,
that was the only thing. And then. But I think he's rubbing up boys wrong why just be his interviews and that. There's a lot of fans.
That's a pressure getting to him, probably. He's inexperienced at this level.
And he's at a deep end now, isn't he?
He's at a deep end.
Because it's on him.
Well,
and all that stuff, regardless of how thick-skinned you are, all that stuff about protests and all that, Ken.
But that's a joke, Ken. Protests? Ken, it's just... It's for you McCarthy and you go round in circles. It's just Groundhog Day, Ken. Yes, or sack a manager. So the next boy comes in, wins a few games, then he starts losing. Sack him and
that's my thing about Tara Aberdeen have turned into a sacking club. If they sack, I think you got to ride it out. And say he finishes ninth, right? Then I think you've got a justified reason to say, look, because there's no work and you've had a hell season. Mutual consent, on you go. Okay, no,
but if he finishes ninth in semi final or a final or another cup. Why not give him another season? Because I can't feel happen again this summer. They'll sell five or six players.
Oh, what main team?
At least if you've got the same manager and he's already done it.
He's already done it.
And so. Another thing, like, if Cormac gets a reputation for sacking managers, the players will ken it.
Aye.
So down if they dally like a manager, down tools. Get him a sack. He'll get
sacked. But I do think, like, on him, in fact, we say about every club, but the Dons players are getting away with a bit scot-free at a minute because the fans are on Robson and some of them are putting in shite-bag performances.
Aye. At the end of the day, it's on the players.
Aye.
Ken, 100%. You shouldn't need a manager to motivate you. Ken, if you're a good player, and Aberdeen have got good enough players to be third.
To be deep,
easily. Ken,
it's tight enough for it.
Definitely closer to Hearts than they are.
Aye.
Ken, so it's all, they should be doing better.
Aye.
We've all played in teams for maybe the manager set you with a game plan, and within 5-10 minutes, as a player, you can, it's not working.
Aye.
So
that's why you need the leaders.
Collectively, a few of you went, oh no, boys.
We'll just test the riders to half time.
This is fit we're doing.
Aye.
We'll sort us out. We'll sit in tight. We'll
you sit on ham.
Sit on ham. I'll sit on us.
He's causing that sorts of problems. We'll need to double up on ham.
Bit
of leadership on the pitch, Ken.
And we'll sort it out half time.
So, no leaders on the pitch either nowadays, is there?
I don't think. There's not enough boys. I mean, when I played and when Ewan's I played as well, Abdi would hit a bit about him. See, nowadays, Abdi's just quite hard.
But everybody in our week, like, as soon as they go behind, they've lost the game. Like, I watch every game, you go behind, you go, that's it.
And that's on the players.
Aye, that's them.
Ken, you go 1-0 down, you got to get angry. Ken, we've got to get ourselves back in this game. There's no point in fucking greeting about it. Heaps of teams go 1-0 down, you've just got to fucking try and fight. Get a point, even, Ken. A point at Tynecastle being a decent result, Ken.
That's a character of the team, is it?
Exactly. Oh,
we're defeated already. We're never going
to win. Some of the, like, Roos's mistakes, just complete laziness. Can the goal at St Johnstone, they got chopped off, just lazy. Then it comes out for the cross, just half-hearted shite. Just.
But I think it's lazy, just blame the manager all the time. It's lazy.
Scapegoat.
Just kind
of. He's definitely a scapegoat because he's inexperienced.
Aye.
Because, like I said to you before, if he goes, if he doesn't, I hope they get an experienced boy in.
And
I hope it goes wrong. And even though I'm a remember, because it'll just prove the point. It's nae just.
Well, Glass was inexperienced. Goodwin is experienced. Same thing happened. Robson's come in. I wouldn't say Robson's made an arse.
I don't think he's made an arse.
I just think he's.
He's tough. It's tough. I always get to be tough times.
And like you say, today's interview before the game is about on the front foot. And that's the first time he's said it in a few weeks, Ken, because he's definitely sunk back in to his shell because he's feeling the pressure, I think. Because, like, to St Johnstone, he should never be gone 5 at a back when you've went 1-0 up. That's, for me, his pressure.
No, but then that's the pressure getting to him because I need this result.
I need this result.
So let's protect the lead.
Aye.
That's what's happened there.
And that's that's harping back to fans, because I think media is putting them under that much pressure. Aberdeen should sack Robson's coming for the fans.
And I don't think internally he'd be under much pressure. I think he'll be under a bit of pressure to get results. Every manager is.
I think he was under pressure at a big.
They're screaming internally. Yeah. Fucking, you're under a bit of pee here. You better sort something out.
But it can change quick and fit, by the way. I mean, he just look at that. They were on top. Majowski had a goal ruled out.
If he'd scored that, it would have won a game if he'd scored that.
Because I think they're well on top at that stage.
So,
I think it was unlucky, was it?
Aye. I'm sticking by Barrett.
Same here.
I'm sticking by him now.
Yep. It's a strange team.
I think you can keep on sacking. I'm not saying he's doing a great job. No. I'm just saying you can't just keep sacking managers. Because the next boy will come in and it'll just be the same shit.
Aye.
Ken, he'll hit start again. He'll want his own players. Aye. Ken, at least give the boy a... Ken, really, he's only had a job. This is his first full season.
Just a year of their
give the boy a fucking chance, Ken. Aye. You can't just keep on sacking folk, Ken.
Need to change your culture.
But my thing is, fit your buy in the budget, you're not going to get 10 out of 10 every week. No. It's just not going to happen. Because if they were, they would be playing at the highest level.
Exactly.
Why were they playing attacking fibre? Why were they pressing high?
Well,
top Pep. Pep's fault. Isn't it? Nobody wants to be Man City. Man City's got billions and billions of pounds. Our boys are paid more than 100,000 a week. Aberdeen players are paid for a couple of grand,
maybe a year.
Get what I mean? What do you expect, Blake?
Well, that's why all these teams get fucking annihilated for playing out with the back. Oh, we'll play Bonnie football. Well, you've got to fucking play football.
You've seen that over the weekend in the FA Cup. Some players with lower league teams try to play out with
the
back.
But you see it in the Premier League.
Aye.
I mean, Burnley, how much goals have they lost trying to play out for back?
Aye.
Honestly, I've seen it must be double figures.
Aye.
Must be. So, and they're a far bigger budget than Aberdeen. And they can't do it. So
the whole hype with Aberdeen just now, I'll be in agreement that it's just a few boo boys at Aberdeen.
Nah, it's mere, fans.
It's 90% of fan base.
Aye, that's,
but I think 90% of fan bases are fucking spastics. Like, I do, like.
Oh, in every club.
Ken, because most of them have never played football. Ken, and they just fucking say on his shit, Ken. Some of the crap you read on Twitter. I've heard a boy saying Cormac should just put in his money and tuck a box seat and can buy do it. Can I put in millions and maybe involved in a decision making? Ken, what planet are you on?
Not Ken. It's like building a house. Here you go, build my house. I'm going to say, honouring how to build a house.
Just build it.
But the Cormac does bug me because the amount of money he's ploughing in, he can fucking do what he likes. Because if he walked away, Aberdeen are in deep shit.
Fucking right there.
Because there's no money with his wealth, he can just step in.
Mm-hmm. Well, nobody with the passion for the club. Exactly. With that money, he's got to step in, other.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm not getting Aberdeen. Because look at Celtic. Ken, they won, and there's a fucking... Booed half of them are booing.
It's like Green Brigade.
They won!
Aye. That's just
you can't win, like...
No.
It's fucking...
That's why it's the toughest sport in the world. The toughest thing to like, de-well at.
Aye.
Because you'll never keep Abdi happy, even if you're winning.
Because there's idiots, are we? Yeah. It's fucking...
So, obviously, we're in a camp, but like you say, we're definitely in a minority.
We've not
Well, I'm not an Aberdeen fan.
I know, but neither of us are Celtic fans either here, so we didn't really get a Celtic point of view on why fans could potentially be booing like Rodgers.
I guess maybe a Celtic fan would say, look, our budget is 30 times the size of Ross County's.
Yeah,
they're a glorified Highland League team.
Yeah.
We should be getting them at least 3 or 4 a year.
Every time.
Anything less than that is unacceptable. And that's why we're booing. But
Celtic and Rangers technically should only ever lose to Celtic or Rangers.
Or you game a wee pass on Hearts, Aberdeen, maybe Hibs away.
Kelly away.
Plastic
touch. Kelly away.
Yeah, yeah. But you see that in Glasgow. I think Aberdeen beat Rangers at Ibrox and Beale. Oh, it was Beale sacked.
Ah, mm-hmm.
Ken, you can't lose a home game if you're a Rangers at Celtic.
Aye.
The only team.
Cutthroat, is it?
Beale was a bit... It was brewing for
him. But he deserved it.
He was
useless.
He was useless. And he's proven that now. He's Beale doing the road.
He got a win at the weekend, though.
But
it's always that bad. I'm near there at night because my heat couldn't take it. Right. He couldn't take it anymore.
Play him wide!
Play him wide,
man. That's not a win! What a
There was going to be a walkout, was there?
That kind of was getting a bit wacky. It was basically a tunnel at the main stand to intimidate all the players.
All right.
But that's not going to help, because that's not if it's supporters. That was just going to make things worse.
Because
you'll get a percentage of boys that'll cave into that, as in like
being. But fat bars are humans. I think I'm not saying I'm a mentality monster, but if I was to walk in to say I was played for Aberdeen and I'm walking in and the fans are either side of my booing, fuck us cunts. I would be. Fuck them. I'd still try my best, but as a subconscious thing inside of you going, fuck them. If folk are booing you, I don't want to play for folk that are booing me, can. Fuck them. No, but it's negative players on favours a game.
No.
They're not helping, they're just making things worse. To me, you're a fan, you're entitled to their opinion, Abdi's entitled to their opinion. But if you're going to the game and paying your money, especially to start a game, try and get in the team. Go fucking pay your money. Eat your pie, drink your bottle, get behind the team. If they're shite, okay, you can boo them off a pitch. But they boo them at the stadium.
And it's like a new boy. You signed yesterday, and I'd read the first 10 comments, and it was plumb, hopeless. Would I need him? Can't get a game for Wickham. And you're just like, he's not even kicked a bar. You know what I mean? I haven't even seen him.
And the knife's out.
Aye.
That's what I mean about Aberdeen, isn't it? It's pessimistic. Toxic. Skin.
Do you think it's winter time and they've got sad?
Aye.
Seasonal
depression.
Then
that's why it's bringing summer.
Cormac's a clown. Burrow's far, are you? Gunner's a T-boy. It's the same pattern gets rolled out every time we lose 3-4 games.
But then if he can go and win 3 games, I'll have a body. Fit back and turn just like
exactly.
That. I think in the hierarchy of Aberdeen got a minor. Just Abdi's threatening I'm not going to buy my season ticket next season.
The FMB.
It's like on in life, though.
FMB,
it's like on in life. If you used to come game 3 nights in a row,
you're that acronym is the FMB.
Football
Monitoring Board.
Board.
I heard it in a podcast today.
That was funny, though. Can't think they come up with that. Faza on it again.
Yeah, Willie Garner, Gunner, Stuart Milne. Stuart Milne's got bigger problems than even the neighbour Dean.
he's not in the deal with Stuart Milne anymore. Yeah. I think he tried to buy it back.
He tried to buy it back.
Yeah. He did, aye. The bank refused.
It's like going in life. If you used to come home 3 nights in a row and your wife made a shite supper, you wouldn't be happy, would you?
No.
It never happened to me before, Mike.
3 nights in a row?
Mince. Aye.
I'd be saying something.
Can I ask, I'm actually quite enjoyments just now. So, Rangers.
Destiny Aberdeen fan.
Okay. Desser's hitting a bit of
form. Desser's hitting a bit of form.
Desser's up for Ballon d'Or.
Okay.
His goal returns actually all right when you look at it.
I finished it quite well against St. Mirren. The day was it? I did watch that game. Was that Saturday?
Saturday morning, was it?
Shit game.
Aye.
Oh, it was just brutal, but the wind, man.
Aye.
But I was fucking going away with the wind. Okay, I even gave it why it was blowing, like, it's just fucking mental.
You look at St Mirren, for example, right? They were still in it then. The Rangers, why I was getting wind, they were still in it because they work like fuck.
Aye. That's a mate. Ken,
but they're really, again, like, that's for everybody in fans. You don't see up for other players, but the St Mirren boys work their fucking tail off for 90 minutes.
Yeah.
But Rangers just seem to be doing their business and being quiet and underneath the under the radar because they're Rangers, but kind of just...
Butlin's good, eh? See Butlin in goals?
Aye.
Rock solid.
Mm-hmm. Aye. He's the best.
He's probably the best.
For a long
I think so.
And Clements, just steady away.
Aye.
Yeah, he's not making big noises, but he's doing enough. I think if the fans are quiet and...
Aye.
That's good.
Good, exactly.
If there's no noise coming through
the... He gets a couple of signings in.
Was it Shanklin again today? Was it mentioning him a day?
I see Hearts have put a take or leave it deal on the table. He's got to sign it by obviously the morning.
Aye.
Extended contract, bigger wage.
Rangers have signed a boy for $4 million, is it?
Aye.
Some boy for Nord, some boy in fucking Denmark, I think it is.
Okay.
$4 million.
Aye. So, no.
I think that's why Celtic fans are unhappy. Then I see, Ken, they've sold Jota and all that. They've got.
Loads of cash
in the bank, but they're not signing
anybody.
A lot of the problems in that.
But then here's a manager maybe saying to the board, I'm happy with what I've got.
Nah, he's not. I think Rodgers is.
Is he? Marking noises, is he? He needs a fucking goalie.
Aye.
He's hopeless.
Aye.
Well, if he got injured, Jesus. Fuzz, backup. Bane.
Scott Bane, is it?
Scott Bane, aye.
title over.
We're wishing.
Even Kyle go get injured, fuck him's in for him.
Well, that's what they're saying. 4.5 million for Miovsky, that's what they're saying, isn't it?
Aye.
Too early. We need 10.
Fancy window.
Morn,
is it?
Morn's night.
Some arch in the morn.
Hopefully.
But I'd FFP fairly settled doing teams because I've seen the 750 odd million spent in the Premier League last window, and it's like 30. I think Tottenham's got half what.
Mm-hmm. You're finding a lot of loan deals just now.
We compulsory buy clauses and
summer
like
time
that,
and stuff like that.
Aye. Yeah. But do you want to deal with the Asia Cup in the AFCON? Maybe you want to go?
Aye, possibly, because all the players are at that.
Hmm.
Maybe. Deck in.
No.
Ivory Coast sacked their manager
during
the tour, and they qualified.
Aye.
And he got sacked.
Sums up the AFCON, does it?
But they got through. They only won one game, lost two. They got in at back door, best third place team. But then they beat Senegal.
Did they?
They won all three of their games.
Aye.
So they well, that was that penalty thing last night.
Oh, the keepers.
They went to penalties. Aye. Well, they got that penalty up, made it 1-1. It was like 88th minute and went to pens. And I've been watching some African Cups. It's pretty good. Like, it's like, even teams you've never heard of, like, you go and
Mauritania.
And you go and they're doing all right. And you go and you click on their players and flash score, and they're fucking playing for teams you've never heard of. First, that looks like good, like
Bebe. First, he play for nowadays.
Yeah. Aye, Kep Verde.
Aye, but Spain.
Club.
He's the same team as Duke. Well, obviously Duke never got picked, aye. But because Duke's Kep Verde, is he?
Aye.
Mm-hmm. Aye. FA Cup poor weekend. Game of Friday night was pretty poor. I thought City and Spurs.
I never watched it.
We was at poker. 1-0 was last night.
Watched it.
Vicario came out of fault for a goal. I think.
So. Was he? Jesus, that's nearly like him.
No. Probably the biggest news doing Sooth, you mentioned there about sacking managers, but is Klopp.
He's too tired.
Leaving.
Said enough.
Leaving. Mm-hmm. You mentioned it at the start of the pod. Obviously, the quiz was about Klopp.
Mm-hmm.
If you think the reasons is he's for leaving.
Tired.
Tired.
He's tired.
I think there's something.
You think there's more to it?
Something in the
background.
Especially for it to come up like halfway through the season, Ken.
Now. Aye.
He's been setting up cameras in the mail change room in this.
You under that?
Aye, that was a good rumour. Hammond Henderson, my hand in the fire or something.
That looked true.
That was true.
No, it's just very strange. It kind of is it to spur the players on potentially to see the season out with a win for in the league? Maybe kind of. Did you don't mess with it? On
it's a weird time to come and say it. I thought.
Let's get the crux of this fucking debate here. Right?
Okay,
is he
L?
Is he a legend? Well, he's next. He's Nadeed.
He's Nadeed. He can't be a legend.
Is he that? He's God in Liverpool, right? So that's fair enough. If they like him, his manager, right? Yeah. But out with the Liverpool fraternity,
mm-hmm.
Does he deserve the praise, right?
In the Premier League?
Premier League.
Or Liverpool as a whole?
No, Liverpool as a whole, if ever you want to go. But here we go. Klopp's finishes in the league, right?
Mm-hmm.
Eighth, fourth, second. Won it for nobody was watching. Third, second, fifth. Is that godlike?
Yeah, have you said like...
Fergie's first 8 seasons in the Premier League. First, second.
See, if you'd said like top 2 and he'd won, say, 3 of the 8, then I'm gone. He's up here.
Eighth, fourth. Second, won it.
COVID.
Like, Ken, if you win something and nibdy's there to watch it, did it really happen?
I agree with you, like, honestly.
Third the season after, Ken. Poor, Ken. Fergie was second, was a disaster for Man United.
Nightmare.
And second, fifth last year, and they were honking last year or not. What a.
Premier League's a different breed nowadays.
He's up against a state.
Is it? Is it? How is it?
Breed since Fergie left.
Challenges all the time.
With the Man City money and all that kicking about new, it's a different breed.
Yeah.
You can kind of technically write off first position nowadays. City's winning all the time with them. It's kind of a bit of a bore now.
He spent $1.2 billion. He's won 3 domestic trophies in 8 seasons.
For his team, Liverpool, for they are new.
6 out of his 8 seasons domestically, he's won nothing. Six out of the eight seasons. Not a trophy.
Nothing.
He won the League Cup and the FA Cup double in the same season.
But he won a league.
We draw in the games.
The one in Bath and penalties.
Aye.
So technically, he won the winning game.
Man United in his time have won five major trophies and he's won four. Man United's worst ever team in our lifetime have still won more trophies than Liverpool.
That's a one major for me. Trophies. I didn't know that.
We are one manager either.
But Man United were up here in Liverpool, we're doing here, and they've kind of crossed over now, have they?
Man United were miles and miles and miles in front of Liverpool.
Yes,
right? I don't think you'd say that about Liverpool and Man United. Man United are garbage.
Man United just won a trophy this year.
What we're speaking about, though, is as a club, as a whole. Farhi's leaving Liverpool now to fit Heaton on board. It's a different breed altogether.
The difference is he's won a league and a Champions League. Mm-hmm. So they are the big...
Pep only won Champions League.
Nah, that's a fair point.
I know.
He's only won two in his...
But, like, United, you're speaking of, if it was at Europa... A couple of FA Cups, a couple of League Cups, something like that. But they never won a league or a Champions League. So, But domestically, he's won three trophies in eight seasons. And he's a god.
Yeah, it's really questionable.
And Abdi's saying he's a Premier League legend. Well, he's won one Premier League. So he's Ranieri, Pellegrini, Ancelotti, Mancini, Conte.
So are they legends?
It's probably a case that he was hailed... His whole persona, though, Max and
Malaysian. He's a personality. But mind fit, he was like last season.
Cantona kicked a fucking fan. Huh? But he's still regarded as one of the greats.
Aye, but how many trophies did Cantona win?
Team accolades.
I know, you are, but Kenny was a top player on a top team.
Mm-hmm. I would say he's a legendary character and a motivator. When you say that, because obviously Simon Jordan called it the other day, he says Liverpool went to love him, fair enough, he says, and then he started naming... Yes, like the same managers.
Fergie's won 13 Premier Leagues. Pep's won 5. Wenger won 3. Mourinho's won 3. And then the rest have won 1. So he's doing with them. So he can't have been in the top 4.
The far Liverpool
so is. You put him in the top 5?
No.
If it's this.
Because, Ranieri won it with Leicester.
Aye.
That's a bigger achievement,
surely, in winning a league with Liverpool.
Do you agree with that?
Probably, aye.
So I would,
Liverpool
I,
won I the Champions
hate,
League.
I would hate Fergie. But we're speaking Premier League. Abdi wins the Champions League with Liverpool. The mate S won it with Liverpool.
Aye.
Julia won more trophies than Klopp in less time. Near Champions League, near league. Aye. But still
more trophies.
Still more trophies. So Fergie's top. That's unarguable.
No.
Pep second. Unarguable.
And Fergie are probably close now.
Wenger and Mourinho. Mike. I would get Wenger third, Mourinho fourth. And I'd give Ranieri fifth spot for a fit he did with Leicester. Is that your
one,
top?
One, two, three, four.
I'd say
Vets. They're all going in stats.
I'm going on the eye test. Wenger had 15 manager in a month. Wenger had, so he jumps above Mourinho because Mourinho had 4.
But fuck you, he's a good personality.
Davy Moyes is better than Klopp.
He's never in a Premier League.
Bar the one Premier League, I'd say David Moyes has been a better manager in the Premier League than Klopp.
Aye.
I think it'd be a massive miss and he'll leave a void in the Premier League when he leaves.
Maybe. To Liverpool fans.
To the whole league.
I thought he was I liked him most of his time, but I thought last year was a total arsehole.
Aye.
I think we are.
I think a lot of things going on.
Folk forget about how big an asshole he was last year. Oh, and he's back to being a great... chirpy guy this year because they're playing real again now.
Hogging Abdi and banging the chest. And he's a fucking
with big brain. Teeth.
You need a personality as a manager, and that's why they love him because he's a personality and he's their manager.
I bet again, I'd rather my manager win stuff.
Aye, true enough. So, Ten Hag.
Won
a trophy in his second season.
Fit trophy was it? Carabao Cup.
League Cup. Sounds better if you say League Cup. Garbo Cup sounds shit.
Listen,
good manager. Aye. But I don't think he deserves. He's the managerial version of Foden for me. He's built up this godlike status, but nay got the godlike trophies, Foden's got team accolades, but
when you dig into the detail of it,
aye, fits Foden then really?
Fits Klopp then.
He's transformed that team, that culture. He's the Nahant club for his new.
Is he?
And he's leaving it in a good place.
They were winning trophies before him.
He's got his young team coming through, and he's doing for like that.
I do think, Ken. I came with talking piss. Federici.
Fergie and Klopp in the same sentence. Oh, just far as comical, honestly.
But I did think it was. But I thought somebody had died on Sky Sports News. Then.
Oh, I don't watch that woke shit.
Anyway. He just left.
Can't watch.
And you're like, what's happening here? And he's only.
It's a sad day for the Premier League when a great leaves.
Fergie won 3 of Klopp's 4 trophies in one season.
What for year?
99. Champions League, FA Cup, and the league.
Aye.
And he probably could have won a league cup if he could be asked. He's not worried about a league cup. Yeah, could
be asked. We mentioned before. Fergie was a different beast, though, was he?
Aye. It, like, in Liverpool's heyday, say 60s, 70s, 80s, they were winning 4 trophies every couple of seasons.
Yep.
If he was manager back then, he'd have got sacked.
Have you been watching
that? It shows you how low Liverpool have sunk for that day.
I don't think he's all that.
No.
I think he's a good manager, but I don't think he's worth the praise he's getting to the Liverpool fans. But the Liverpool fans can beat Liverpool better than I do. So if they want to laud him as a god, then on you go, Ken. But to me, I can't why.
I think he's done well for the club, and he's leaving. As I keep on saying, fit he's teeing it on, and fit he's leaving it in, and it's probably still a good place.
To me, like a god sort of manager, he's cleaning up domestically all the time.
But nowadays, the only folk that's doing that is the folk with a lot of money.
Ah, the money it's states.
Come on, whoa. You can't tell me.
He spent £1.2 billion.
Top Premiership team hasn't got money.
£1.2 billion he spent. Aye,
but he's probably not spending as much as Alexia.
You can't have Man United money though.
No.
Can it?
Can how much has Man United spent in the last year?
Aye, they've spent too much as well.
Aye.
I'm not saying Man United have been great, but I'm just saying. All I'm saying is I don't think he deserves a godlike status he's getting.
Mike,
he said Mike, some good,
Pep,
really good
stuff. Pep deserves it.
Mike, he bought the dearest centre half and the dearest goalie.
Mm-hmm. Aye, probably the best goalie in Premier League.
They spent 80 million on fucking Nunes.
Nunes can't hit a fucking barn door with a banjo.
He'll come good. Mark my word. Still young. He's shown about
Liverpool fans switch stuff as
I can. Fucking hell. I'm a Liverpool fan, but I think he's done well.
Like, Walter Smith's a god at Rangers.
Rightly so.
But he cleaned up domestically for about 6 years.
Aye.
Didn't a geese sell like a sniff?
Money.
That's godlike status.
Money.
Fergie cleaned up Ahan domestically. Godlike status.
Pep.
Wenger for a while was never beaten in a league campaign. Ken.
Invincibles.
Ken, he won 3. He went through a hot period. 3 leagues.
FA Cups and stuff.
They built a stadium, fucked him, Wenger.
No Champions Leagues, though.
No Champions Leagues.
Mourinho. Ken. They deserve this kind of status Klopp's getting. Klopp's getting that sort of status without him produced that they have.
Mourinho goes down as one of the all-time greats.
Without doubt,
absolutely.
Klopp's not in the same sentence.
Top three for me is, like you say, is like sort of it's Fergie, Mourinho, Pep.
Wenger.
And Ancelotti, Wenger. Probably.
I think Mourinho, Wenger, Pep and Fergie stand at 4, stand alone.
The rest you could...
A good manager.
Throw a dart at.
Aye. Well, Ancelotti's...
Top manager. I'm including, like, for Europe and Alex. Ancelotti for...
Ancelotti's top manager. Top manager.
I'm putting Klopp aside Howard Wilkinson. I think he did at Leeds.
Now you're on a wind-up here. He's forgetting it's been videoed.
You're not far off yet, if I'm being perfectly honest.
I think so. I think he built a good Leeds team. Didn't he?
Aye, he did.
They won a league.
They won the league.
Last league before the Premier League.
Is that any money again? Because mine, the Nego doing fucked after that.
Leeds. No, it was a 4 out of that.
Yeah.
That was
David O'Leary.
David O'Leary days.
Ah, right, okay.
Tremendous team they had then.
Aye. No, it'll be sad to see him go, I think.
No, it won't.
Do you think about my rumour, though? Potentially taking over Germany?
No. I think I could be a bit of truth in that. But so, not
because I can't see how he can say I'm leaving because I'm tired and then take a Barca job. No. You can't do that.
Can't do that.
Then you're like, then the fans will go, hold on a minute.
Mark Lawrence was on the TV the other day. Didn't he say that he's building a house in Mallorca next door to him? And he said, he went and thanked me for saying this. And apparently, he spoke to his wife, so he just wonders if he is retiring.
Aye.
Oh, maybe he is. Aye.
I just thought, obviously, Nagelsmann's contract runs out pre Euros.
He said he always wanted to be the German manager.
Yeah, he was wanted to be a German manager.
And that would be a less. Well, it's a stressful job.
It could be a little bit to do with just the modern player and how the game's going. And he's just thought, fuck this. Because
possibly.
Because the players have got all the power now. Every story you read now is just shite going on.
Aye. But to give Klopp credit, there's no fucking about Liverpool. No. There's no fucking about Man City. Okay?
No, you don't.
That's Rashford, carry on. Ad clubs.
It's
only at Man United.
Maybe save Rashford for later on. It's Man United, though. You watch the cup game?
Aye.
Poor. Fucking shite.
Aye.
That training game, was it?
I can't stomach ass fucking Hoyland's finding his feet scoring against Newport. Come on, fuck. Can I mean? I've read it. Socials. Finding his feet new. Scored against Newport.
But then
I fancy myself a goal against Newport.
Three goals in the last four games, is he?
Aye, but you look at his service, he gets again.
I did enjoy
finding his feet a wee bit in a sense. So he was hammering Garnacho and if I played the other side,
Anthony
for Nate, because there was at least five times he could have laid it on a plate for him.
Oh, and he's got a top in.
And the boy Anthony, honestly.
And seemed
he scores like against Newport. Dina celebration like he's fucking scored a win in a World Cup final or something.
He's fucking Newport.
I seen that thing said, I would rather dig up Stephen Hawkins and put him in the team.
Oh, Jesus.
Then Anthony.
Aye.
I thought it was pretty funny.
Honestly, he's fucking atrocious.
Aye, we were supporting him for a while.
We was wrong.
Yeah. We were definitely wrong.
Because he runs in Disney Cross it, right? And Garnacho is just young that he's greedy.
He's very greedy.
I think with him, you can see, because he works, it'll come with him, but Anthony.
You see Hoyland's movement every fucking week. He marks the same runs, and he's in the right positions, and he never gets a fucking cross. Never gets it.
Anthony just checks back.
Never
checks
get a fucking score.
Hoyland's nae scored a goal for Man United via an assist.
Is he now?
He's done it himself.
He was near an assist, came with his goal. Ken.
Aye. I'd like to see how many.
It's a change story, isn't it?
There's probably hardly any assists this season.
I like Garnacho.
But I like him,
he's exciting young talent.
At least he tries.
But one thing is, defence is murder. Centre defence is. I'm not even giving Varane a pass for that goal. He's waiting for Christmas to clear a ball, and the boy tears it in ahead of him.
Oh, it was a poor goal, Gilmore.
Fucking hell, he keeps telling me he's this top player. He's fucking rotten.
Varane.
Ham and Martinez are the best two centre-halves. If they could get a run of games together, that would be...
Well, then I think it was the first time they've played... second time they've played against together this season.
Well, I'll tell you if it'll happen. They'll get five, six games together. They'll start looking good, and one of them will get injured. Guaranteed.
Fadji, you think money on Varane?
Varane, aye.
Probably.
Sorry, just score?
Yeah?
Was it?
My Brora's playing tonight.
Brora Cove. 2-1.
Maradons.
1-0 Aberdeen.
1-0 Aberdeen. Who scored?
Oh, I was not looking at it. I was looking out. I was cheering the Cove Rangers.
Majowski penalty.
Yes. Go on, Bojan.
Penalty Aberdeen. It'll be our lad.
I know. Give it a lot of pen. Count.
Aye. Long way to go.
Long way. Definitely long way to go.
Do some
fucking you the one for didn't go.
Five.
I know.
I'll be for. Two subs. 1-0 up. 31 minutes.
He's got
back five.
I think he's in a back five anyway.
Is he?
Is it Scottish Cup next week again? Bonnie and Rigg next weekend?
I think so.
Is it Scottish Cup again? I think it's
Rangers.
It?
Rangers Celtic.
No, it's Rangers Celtic. Then Bonnie Rigg.
Then Bonnie Rigg. All right. Okay.
Celtic on Saturday.
Celtic guy. Dodgy.
Half past 12.
That's not game enough.
Are you?
It's Lenny's birthday.
It's your birthday next year.
Party.
Aye. Oh, you don't want to go to that kid's birthday party, even your
Dunk's booked it. Getting his games on.
I didn't know, actually.
In a hall somewhere.
No, it's a fucking trampoline park. So he's never had a party. So
Park's all right.
There's no way I can get it.
Sit down and do nothing.
If I'd Kent, it was just got a time in our rung.
Where are you going, in Vrury?
Aye.
It's good up here. Food's crap, service is crap.
Aye.
But at least you can sit and the kids go wild. So
kids' parties are painful, aren't they?
Oh, horrific.
That's what you want, is you go to a kid's party. You just want to go here, aye, right? Off you go, aye, and you sit and
fucking. Yeah, a cup of coffee.
Aye. And just watch the results on your phone.
Aye.
Then I do nothing daft and then I.
Aye. Then I fucking start hitting folk around. Oh my God. So I'll hate to get involved.
Then I brock nothing. Just come back in one piece.
Speaking about the FA Cup, to only watch the Wolves West Brom game.
Disgraceful scenes.
Shocking.
It is.
You never have seen
it, man. Grown men.
It's a good point you put. I've seen your point. Like, cause sometimes it pops up in my emails about the. If you can't hack other team score and then you just bite at him.
Aye.
Because the team score against you.
Aye.
Nine times out of ten, there's a goal goes in. Can I mean?
I think it was a fact there's quite a lot of Wolves fans in the West Brom end, was there?
Is that how it started?
I believe so. I think it's. Then they started celebrating. Bit like your Allman being in the Aberdeen end, is it?
Well, it probably doesn't annoy you. Well, it does annoy you if your team scores against you.
But you resort to violence.
But nae as much as annoy you if somebody's chirping in your log of hen you.
Aye. Aye, chirping all the time.
You still under a chin him, like.
Aye. But do you think the repercussions will be for the teams?
Hopefully they're both banned. Both of them. Chucking both out. Well, West Brom's already out.
Aye.
I would chuck Wolves out.
If I was a home team.
West Brom.
Throw West Brom out.
Because it's their ticket in.
Yeah, ticket in.
Both fans, though.
Aye, against both their fans, but how can Wolves control their fans getting West Brom tickets?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I was thinking, how can that be
controlled? Well, nobody control that. Because touts can. They don't care for the selling to.
Should round up a touts.
No. I just think it's fucking so sad.
I've said it before, it's just football, isn't it? It's only sport.
Tribalism.
Trucks are the fucking idiots, does it?
Aye,
big time. They actually interviewed somebody day before the game saying about going to the game, and they said, I'm going to take my kids to the game because they can't.
Aye.
There's got to be an issue between them.
There's Bartley's kids was up there, out there run up and say they're all right, Ken. It's so fucking
that's not right. Ken, no, Ken. That's, you fucking want to go.
It's a family. It's supposed to be a place you can talk your family, Ken. But it's a fucking joke. It's shite.
Football fans are the worst.
Aye, absolutely. Aye. It doesn't see much of it in any other sport.
Does see it in golf.
Well, he lived golf gone probably well.
Can I?
Hutton, aye. He's what, joining Ram, is he? Okay. That's just got to lower the other PGA,
as a,
is it?
As a boy got his cut in the head, he lamps a bobby, Ken.
Aye.
Fee dear. And that's probably his job gone, aye, Ken.
Oh, but
his photos out of paper, his fucking face is covered in bleed. Just, what an embarrassment. Aye. He's got kids, I think. Said he's got a couple of kids. What an idiot.
You get drink at English games and that, do you? Should just ban alcohol and
maybe that. Maybe they should, because he had pot shot dust at the old farm games and stuff like that. And well, maybe that's a problem in their games because there's drink.
Well, if it's going to be a case of if a game happens again, they should deny away fans.
Like the problem with football is it's a thing, isn't it? The football violence is a thing. Mm-hmm. And that's the difference, isn't it?
It seems to be messy as you can. It's not even, Ken. You see it, and it's not even like 16, 17 year old. It's grown men, kind of like fucking, they're about 40.
Aye.
I couldn't be couldn't even get off my seat.
It's a football, and it's supposed to be something you go to enjoy.
Aye.
I think folk use it to vent anger. We've got some issues, have we?
Aye.
And I'll go and I'll just vent my anger at FIPBA.
Kind of shout my wife's on the mirror, so we'll just go FIPBA and shout with the FIPBA. That probably leads on nicely to Wanker the Weekend, will we?
Oh, easy.
Aye, that is easy.
Is it?
Aye.
It is for me.
Aye. It is for me, yeah.
It's probably the same.
Aye.
Probably for the four of us again.
Aye. Rashford.
Aye. He's got to go. That's it for me.
He's a fucking.
He's got to go honestly. For me.
Fits a common denominator. We all think it's went on at United. We are the managers and all the teams and all hang. Ham.
Aye.
For Rashford.
Aye. Sell Ham.
I think so.
Get him to fuck.
Aye.
Aye. 100%. It's not even that fucking good.
No.
If it annoys my man on a thing about health thing is folk trying to get him a ticket out of jail by saying, oh, he's maybe got some mental health issues.
I couldn't give
get
a fuck.
To fuck with that shit. Playing the mental health card and all this. No, no. He was out in the fucking slash, got himself legless, couldn't get himself into his work. Get him to fuck. He just symbolises, and it's wrong at club, and he.
Now that he's signed a big contract.
Aye.
It could have been windy.
Just sell him.
And then, if you've heard that voice note for that last night, it was you partying, basically. Said, what you've been doing? I've been partying all day, so That is not an elite sports betting.
I heard folks saying, phone up, gone too harsh and them, Ken. I've plenty of us who fucking new turned up their work.
Aye, but we're now on
£350,000. We're not professional athletes, Ken.
Sports person.
Aye.
Fucking get him.
Stinking fucked. Attitude.
You can see his
fucking Sancho.
You can see it in his body language when he plays.
He's
maybe he's not mentally tough enough to play at Man United.
I don't think he is.
He's not physically good enough either. He's decision.
He had one amazing season last season.
I was to get
part for that.
And I was driving at work this morning. McCoy's was talking about him, saying when he watched him at Newcastle recently, he said he couldn't believe it. He was watching for a £350,000 a week player, and he said it's time for him to move on.
It's a disgrace. Utter disgrace.
With him.
What? Well, here we go. If his contract was run up last year, mm-hmm. why was Real Madrid not sniffing? Yeah. Why was Bayern not sniffing? Yeah. Why was
PSG were supposedly sniffing?
Well, there you go. Why ends up PSG? Fucking Neymar and
the money grabbers.
Mbappe are the money grabbers. Mercenaries are the fucking Di Maria. Are they fucking shitbags? That's why PSG were in for him.
I think,
but Bayern was now in for him from the again. If they thought if he was an elite level player, I'd be folk elite level clubs sniffing about him. Not a peep.
Surprised at the poor attitude for him, like, to be honest.
I'm not surprised. He's horrific. Get him the fuck.
What is this attitude in? He mentioned there, but you hear about Liverpool players, you don't hear about Man City players.
Well, it's culture, Mike. And you'll be sick of it, but it goes back to the same old reason.
It's a manager, though. It's up to the manager to discipline the team.
Aye.
It's not up to the owners.
So Fitzy didn't.
I would go back to the... The Glazers are never there, though.
Glazers, you go back to... If you're rotting at the top, it's rotting through a fucking club.
If I owned a club, it'd be... I'd hey, it's on the manager to keep a discipline with it. That's why he's there.
You set the culture. The culture comes through the fucking leadership at the top of the club.
They didn't set any sort of culture, though,
exactly.
Did they?
Exactly, it's near there.
No, but the culture's got to come from the manager. The Ten Hag's supposed to be a school teacher, disciplinarian, doesn't attack on his shit, but it's Sancho and Rashford talking the piss. So obviously they didn't respect him.
No, they didn't.
So it's on the manager.
They didn't respect him.
Nobody does it with Pep. Nobody does it with Klopp, because they respect him.
No, because the cultures of the club are totally different. If you've got a bad culture... is running the club, or the whole fucking business is a bad culture, you'll get, it just runs right through from top to bottom.
It's up to the manager. It's up to the manager.
Nah.
That's poor. It's obviously...
Well, Fitzy then with Sancho. Got him to fuck.
Ronaldo.
You got to deal with same with Rashford.
Aye, well, I hope he does.
I hope he does,
He's too much an asset, though, is he?
I reckon how you can blame McGlazers for Rashford
commercial.
Going
commercial.
Aye.
Well, Far gave him a big contract. Wasn't it Ten Hag, was it?
Well, he must have sanctioned it, say, he's worth it.
But maybe there is
He didn't turn around and say he's worth £350,000.
He must have said, we need him to bide. He didn't say, he's a bad egg, let's get rid of the cunt.
Well, how'd you ken?
It's you that brought up Ten Hag saying, he didn't sanction it. Well, you didn't ken either.
Well, I didn't ken either, but exactly. Ken, I'm just...
But maybe it's changed, because they're saying tonight on the radio that your man, Ineos, is... He's not just going to want to get a dressing doing. He's getting a dressing doing for him. He's probably saying he's going to get out in his arse, maybe.
I think in the summer, I would say about 10 players out.
I think there's big changes coming with these boys.
I think so.
Radcliffe and his minion boy.
Aye.
They're going to be... I think stuff's going to get serious now.
Aye.
And boys like that are going to be all the way to die.
Again,
and I think
culture change.
Stupid contracts doesn't help. He got a 5-year deal in silly money. Mm-hmm. So he's probably like, fuck.
Aye. Well, there's Martial. They could have sold Martial in a transfer window. It's just happening.
And he's just going to sit.
And he's, I'll just sit.
Aye, there are DNA. There are DNA.
Maguire was the same in the summer. McTominay was the same.
That's why it takes ages to sort. Because you're stuck with him.
Ken.
For our Maguire, Ken, Maguire's nae been good enough, but
got a good
his
attitude.
Attitude's nae bad, Ken.
I'm nae arguing with his
attitude. Well, he had that thing in Greece and didn't he? Ken,
very big bollocks.
I've never heard much of that.
But he's knuckled down, and at least he's gotten
100%. He's a good throw up, he says.
And he actually came back and played all right before he got injured.
Bet my Rashford, I'd say, look at.
He just signifies that. Man United are about right now.
In this podcast, I'd like to maybe go to any different clubs in England, but it always seems to come back to Man United because there always seems to be issues there within the club.
Nah, there's a story, isn't it?
Again, as much as can Chelsea's fucking losing left, right, and centre, but you didn't hear nothing.
United's the biggest club in the world, Michael. One of the biggest stories. Ken, it's a story. No. Ken, Chelsea get a wall bit because it's Chelsea. It's not a big deal, is it?
Still big.
Is it?
Still, if it was Conor Gallagher or somebody like that, it would still be in the news.
Mm-hmm.
You just didn't hear about it.
Or Kyle Walker.
Aye, or Trippier.
If I ever advised him to do that.
Aye, he's got a love child or something, aren't he?
No, but he did an interview yesterday for his son.
Aye. I said, what's happening with him?
He's now got a second illegitimate kid with the same wifey.
Two.
Aye.
And then his actual wife's thrown him out and she's now pregnant with the fourth.
Fucking hell.
But he's still a club captain.
That's a private matter.
Okay.
Can I keep his dick?
That's an internal issue.
He's still coming to training, though.
He's been moving past.
He's been moving past in Ireland.
He's still putting in. Did you see him with Werner? Did you see that race with Werner? And it's full tilt for the halfway line. Werner had fit maybe 5 yards on him.
Aye.
And he got back and he tackled him. He's lightning. It was unbelievable.
Walker is quick.
Even though he's how old?
33.
He's still fucking.
He's rapid. Like
his interview was a car crash yesterday. Basically, please feel sorry for me.
Aye.
But anybody else going to Walker's a week?
No.
Rashford has
to be on Rashford, is it? Yeah. Right, mug of truth.
The mug of truth.
Quite a lot of debate last week where we text messages and folks speaking about the pot noodles.
Oh, yeah.
So, are the big topics here? So, let's go first with the arena this week.
Driving along in the car, road incident, somebody cuts you up, gives you the fingers, you hear a bit of a burning in the car, but you don't get out of the car because it's a road rage job. Drive into Tesco car park, you see the boy's car sitting, walk by, keys are still in ignition. Fit the UD.
It's a Bruce Chalmers moment, that, isn't it, Mas?
Fit do you do?
A lot of them doing the hacks.
Do you drive his car a what? Do you keep his keys? Do you bet him doing the fucking drain? Or do you do nothing?
I'm not touching his keys.
I'm not touching,
but I would say something if I was angry enough.
I'm launching his keys.
I'm not opening his door and ducking his keys. That's criminal behaviour.
You think,
there.
Is it?
Aye.
Oh my, it's risky.
It's risky, innit?
You're looking at charges for that.
Is that when you stand up?
You're not stealing the thing.
I'm stealing the car.
Entering a
car that you don't own.
I'm not sure. Like,
breaking and entering.
It's not breaking because it's open, doors open.
Is this
trespassing?
Somebody again's done this? Or?
Breach your peace. That's how the Irish used to get, is it? Unfit charge, breach your peace.
No, have a breach the peace. I would love to talk car keys. Throw them away.
Put them down a drain.
Aye.
Or just put them in your pocket.
Pocket and walk about with him for a
while. Walk in your pocket and just park the car across with his car and just sit and watch.
Wait till you see him walk away and just put him in his tire.
Aye. Just shut the keys and drive away.
I just watch him from afar looking for his keys.
Aye. Tapping his hand.
Tapping just his pockets.
Inside out and
out.
In the blow of seat.
Back in the shop.
And then infuriating stage when you go.
And then once he goes back in the shop, put him back in the ignition.
No, you just chuck him.
Aye, throw him away.
But you would have to wait for this fucking spare key to come, would you?
Aye. No. And a road rage incident. You're saying something. A bit like mine and boy tooted at us on the bikes and then he pulled out the baker for we was gone, mate.
He shit himself.
I was 3 of us. He started stuttering. Actually, I ended up feeling sorry for him.
No,
saying,
it's all right, no you right. didn't.
I felt with a boy last night, but he completely blanked me.
You fell out with somebody?
I picked up my wife at the hospital last night, so I was parked, but there was a boy parked, like, I'm parked behind him technically, and he just parks, puts his hazards on, and now you have to, like, shunt 4 or 5 times to get out, while he can just drive forward about 5-10 yards and let me out.
Why are you blasting your horn?
I fucking stopped aside him and looked down and was like, getting him out of the, and just he doing me, my lie.
That's a classic, isn't it? Don't let him know you. Pretend he's there. And you can, you're in the wrong. I can't see him, I can't hear him.
I was so expletives came out, tell you.
Because you can even see in the periphery, couldn't you?
He's looking at his phone and I could just,
he's in a side look.
I had some dough ball in the fucking Civ Rights truck. We He had a trailer in the back of the truck with a mini digger in it, overtaking me right at the top of Meldrum Street, Ken, just afore a hill, Ken. And I had a car in front of me, and I wasn't a gap. I would have hit the brake. Nah, I just kept that going. I'm not fucking slowing down for this.
You can brake for me.
And I'm not joking, he was gaining an inch every meter. Just going faster than me and name me.
You know that inch if he's at a jeweler, it would take fucking 3 or 4 miles.
I hugging up the fast lane. But then a car started coming the other way. I see the brake and glide. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
In front of you is about 10 other cars.
I've been a hen mass about, can tell he's a serial driver there now. I'm there, obviously, and I've been a hen him about 5 or 6 times. And mass just trundles along.
Oh, 50 miles.
End of the day, you come into Turra and you're going to be 2 cars and fucking hanging the boys nipping
if
on.
If you think a boy's a what, like go in between you and the car, you've left a reasonable gap, Ken, so you're not hard up the rails. Right. If you think they are coming in to cut you off like that, do you accelerate a little bit?
100%.
Close 100%.
Close
the gap.
How big is that?
You're not getting by me.
But it pisses me off, though. It pisses me off, though, when I go overtake somebody and they do that to me. But I'm not caught in Kenner's. Nibby in front of them. They're going 50 mile an hour. You go out to overtake him. You're doing 70 and you're struggling to get past them. If you were stuck ahead of him at 50 2 seconds ago.
That means it drive 40, 50 mile an hour, get the straight and speed up.
Aye.
No, still by the same speed, so Abdi can get past you.
That's females, that. Can I drive fast? Can 30 mile an hour around the corner, or 150 mile an hour in a straight.
Oh, that means drive the same speed, 40 mile an hour, right through the country roads, right through a tune.
Aye. Never just the same
40
speed.
Mile an hour in the metre further.
The conditions are.
You're hard up the rears and they come out the tune and they're away. And you're just slowing down.
Slowing down to 30 again.
But it's the old classic we drive, and anybody that's driving slower than you is an idiot. Anybody that's going faster than you is a fucking moron.
Does somebody else, it's maybe just me, maybe shouldn't say this, but see if somebody comes hard up the race, if I put on their scooshies.
If it's had really
squirt water onto the windscreen.
Fog lights.
Fog lights
too hard up your ass. Fog lights.
Because they're annoying.
They're annoying.
And how bright are some of these car lights?
Newer days.
There was a story in the paper the other week about it saying our new car lights do
the LED things. Bright as fuck.
To me, I daft watch somebody and thought, is this fucking fog beam on? I'm not sure. The other night, I was like, fucking hell, that must be on. So I flashed him, then he put his fog beam on. I nearly fucking come off the road.
Fucking deer.
Jesus.
It's fucking near real, is it? I was about to say something in Abbey cars here. Can't remember if it was. Must have been lies. I'll come back to my. My mug of truth is, I've got 3 or 4, I think I'm going to go for. I'll go over a scene. Maybe nae donkey, maybe you only get involved in a scene, but you're having a tray of chips. You're putting the tomato sauce over it.
Oh, Mike, we'll finish.
On the corner.
Corner.
We've had this before.
Been a discussion about
this. We've had a discussion before.
And if I've got a box and you open a lid, I put it in an open.
On a lid?
Nae and aside the chips.
No. And the other
free
segment.
Free chips.
In the other segment.
The other sauce, your fingers get manked, Ken.
And sometimes you don't want sauce in some of
adults, adults.
No, I was dipped, but I need sauce in the chip, but you should see. You're a middling Demi, honest to fuck. You've never seen nothing like this. The amount of sauce she puts on, and Ken, she fucking scoops the sauce. And it's hail chip is covered in a fucking 20 mil of sauce, Ken. fuck, Ken. It's unbelievable.
Tomato sauce.
Aye.
I put it in the corner, like.
Aye. It's in the corner.
In the corner.
The only time I put it out is if you get a chip butty. To the butty part for you've eaten enough chips for only enough chips to close the pop, then you put the sauce over the chips.
Aye.
It's the only time I would.
Do you hate butter in your chip butty?
I
definitely.
I love butter in my chip butty.
Aye. I'm a dry one bop. Side or two?
A dry bop.
I'm a dry bop, man.
Dry bop?
Just dry.
Nothing,
even sauce, it's just chips and a bop.
I need sauce. Sprinkling a cheese.
Is it?
A cheese chip butty?
Nah, for me.
That sounds good,
It's good,
There's a few other things, mug of truth.
Save it.
I'll save him for the next few weeks. Mm-hmm. Aye, but
you're eating your dry bop, though.
Aye, you need like
chips. Are you need
struggling
like,
here?
They get fucking stuck here. Like stuck.
Aye, isn't that worse than digestion? Aye.
We sup a diluting juice. Doing it goes.
How well are you, Mike?
Diluting juice.
How well
are you? That's forbearance, is it?
How well are you? Diluting juice.
That's and plastic chucks.
A little sugar cup with two hundles in.
What else are you supposed to drink?
What else are you drinking? Fizzy juice?
Fuck a fizzy
water.
Juice.
Water. Or fizzy juice. Nah, it's
so
diluting.
Two options.
Water or coffee?
No
or
coffee.
Fizzy juice?
No coffee. No.
Suppy orange diluting.
Squash.
But a barley water.
No, no.
Oh, come on.
I do like a... Diluted
juice is fine.
We have diluted juice.
Oh, it's not diluted
juice. Just picking on you.
Fucking diluted
juice. Just like Well, I was going to do you. There's no fantasy this week because.
Mine again.
No, you're getting mugger tooth from us.
Oh, fuck you. I thought you didn't. No, sorry. No. How do you go, Mass?
Waiting for mine. Do you think.
Yes. Right,
so. For my wife says, I was thinking the other night, worried. Do you think you could beat Usain Bolt, right? He's doing 100 meter sprint and you're wanking. Do you think you could finish before
him? Have you already got a hard one?
So they're allowed to warm up, so say so are you. But you're not allowed to stroke, that's a false start. Can so if you
can
start stroking.
You can hear twirl till it gets...
You can watch porn, tweak your nipples and shit like that. <as you want.
laughs> Does a man tweak his nipples?
Is that good?
Cup your bars.
Tweak my nipples.
It is such it is.
You're not allowed to touch it. That's a false start.
You can cup your bars.
But you can watch a bit of filth or think about your wife.
Owning up a bum. Keep owning up a bum.
No, that's a false start.
So you've got 9.8 seconds.
9.8 seconds.
Ooh. You're allowed to horn yourself up, Ken.
No chance.
But without touching.
So this is kind of close to like a tantric kind of sex kind of thing.
Yeah, it is.
No, tantric's slow.
Tantric, but no touching either, is it?
You're trying to get yourself into a mode like you're fucking almost in the vinegar stroke as soon as you touch it.
It'd be a lot of training, would it?
Aye,
because you'd be...
A lot of mental prowess.
You wouldn't have... You couldn't have de-owning for months and months and months.
So it's just half a block.
Aye.
Marks, shit.
You could hear a photo finish to see if it heed finishes first.
9.8 seconds, a fair ask.
And it's the only sport that you'd be better, your Paralympic boys would be better than the normal boys because somebody else to get a date. Somebody else is obviously a kid. Hopefully a female.
How just because he did themselves?
Just because he's blind.
Paralympics, they can't do themselves. Just because he's blind.
No, but if you're not in the Paralympics, if you can't do it yourself, you're not in the Paralympics. You're like, no.
Just because you're missing a leg.
For the wanking.
No. If you're a Paralympic. If wanking is... The Paralympic wanking, you can't wank yourself because then you're a normal athlete. But if you can't, see, you've got no arms. So the Paralympic wanking games, somebody else is doing it for you. It's like a blind skier, Ken.
You put too much thought.
It's like a blind skier, Ken. The boys are talking to you while somebody else is doing it.
I feel an edit.
You're going, quick. Slow down just for a second. Go. Ken, if it was an Olympic sport, say Ken, and it cuts the studio again, and you've got it three times.
Three times.
Masturbate champion, 5.56 seconds.
You saw a woman
do it, and then he starts getting, well, he's
world record holder.
He's got bad technique here, Ken.
He's a bit limp wristed.
Needs to try overhand.
You still hear a woman in the studio now, haven't you? King's not out of it.
That's a woman's version of that.
A quote. Need a quote.
You'd be watching that.
Tuning in for the final video. The heat's nothing you'd be watching.
No.
No?
10 seconds.
No.
Nah,
I think I could do it.
No way.
I think I could do it.
No way.
Be pressure though, Ken. There's millions watching, so it's a lot of pressure.
Oh, it's live as TV.
That's how you get paid out of the money, Ken. She can perform under that.
Big sponsors.
Aye. Oh, I think I could.
Yeah. 9.8 seconds.
Be tough.
400 metres, maybe.
Aye.
Ah, fuck, it's a given.
I think 100 metres. 100 metres is a push.
I think you could do it.
I'm going to try.
Could you hear relay?
Don't you pass up?
Pass the button on.
It's like that video I seen this week. Somebody sent it to my name with the boys, the Siamese twins in the bed.
Oh, stop playing Siamese twins.
That was hilarious.
You two stop playing Siamese twins.
Imagine not have thought if you were a Siamese twin and one of you was gay. But you only had one bum. Give me.
You maybe hate like
the guy straight wins here because you can't. I can,
but then
the Siamese, but he's straight
gay,
guy.
He's gay half saying, "Well, I don't want to see you, you're a woman."
Yes, but me, it's gays. Don't mind a woman. No, I don't care.
I'm just kidding.
If you're a gay,
I just thought I'd better do it.
Oh dear.
I was just wondering. I was thinking one day.
That's like, again, I like it. This made me think less of it. Again, like sperm banks, if you're a donor, uh-huh. You go there quite regular.
Yeah, yeah.
First name terms.
You've got heaps of little fucking half brothers and sisters running about, Ken. Yeah. Maybe for the same area.
Yeah.
And fit, they could maybe get together. Because, again, they might get a lot in common and that.
Yeah, yeah.
They wouldn't,
I can. I know.
I don't care if they pet.
You'd think they would. Would they?
No, they wouldn't again, would they?
No, would you pet local though?
That's what I mean.
In the days, like cousins were married to cousins and stuff like that.
A bit of half brother. Or half sister and half brother. That's not good, is it?
No.
I mean, but first cousins is legal, but that's dodgy, isn't it?
Nay, Abdi can be a sperm donor though.
No.
I think so. I think you'd have much like criteria.
Aye.
Again, if you're a female,
parts per milliliter or so.
It's million per mil or something like that.
But if you're a couple and you're wanting a sperm donation, you're thinking, well, I want somebody that's quite intelligent.
You can pick and choose.
Tall, you can
pick
black hair.
I've got a black. Well, you stay here, black hair.
Get what I mean?
You can pick all that.
Can you?
You can. Yep.
Picking a car.
It's high level.
Colour.
I wouldn't get picked.
I was young doctor.
Short fat.
Young doctor in America. It was fucking. You know, see that Netflix?
Drinking on a job, is she?
No, he was just. They were going at him for, like, the fertilisation shit, but he was doing his own spunking. So there was a big family in the area. His kids.
Aye.
They see that on Netflix. No. I can't believe it's card like, but.
I've seen the British scene when the boy. And getting folk online, it's like a black market kind of thing.
He'll go round his white van,
sit out the back in the white van, in a wee chug, and he'll come in with the stuff, and the wife is there with the turkey baster.
Aye, so it falls still warm.
Aye.
Still warm. You got a better chance.
I can. Steve
Homer's.
Massive white van.
In the porn movies, they're not even worried about the turkey baster, they're just, this is the deal.
Ken, you could get a discount for that, could you?
You can pay your mileage.
Expenses paid. Oh, what a job that would be.
I can. I'd be used to it.
I'd get bored with you. We'd become a job, would it?
Exactly.
I can.
Oh, I'm wondering here. One could be back in van again.
I'd be like pricing jobs up and just going to work again. Not even come back.
I just like the price of job. How heavy are you?
Oh, no.
Do you maintain? Are these list of questions?
How heavy do you maintain? Right, that comes. Oh, it's 900 quid. At least.
If you're telling the truth.
Finally, come back. Nay, harsh.
Nay, harsh.
Good stuff. Right, somebody's. The worktop. What time you'll be able? Aye, so no fantasy this week. There's games of night, though, is there?
Well, we're just speaking about a fantasy.
Aye, completely forgot the fantasy.
What would that job title be?
Artificial inseminator.
The turkey baster.
That'd be his name. That'd be his online Hunnel.
Turkey based on 81. Well, that's the name of the pod, don't know why.
Jesus Christ.
I'll get up to listen. Turkey based.
Turkey based. So there's no fantasy fit last week, but because of the FA Cup last week.
Start tonight.
I start tonight. Arsenal's playing tonight at the Forest.
Forest,
aye. Wonder if it's score. Is a quick look at the deep scores.
Got a deep score.
2-0 Newcastle against Villa.
Oh, that's a big result. 2-2.
Luton at Brighton.
3-0 Luton against Brighton.
Fucking hell.
At Hamsey. We've got a fair run going at him.
They might stay up yet.
Aye.
And Fitboot 1-0 still Aberdeen half time 1-1 Livingston in Scottish Cup
1-1 VAR
must be VAR.
2-1
VAR
and Golspie, surely.
Good stuff. I was on no fantasy. No, buy me a coffee. Nobody's bought my coffee, but if you do want to buy us a coffee and you like what you're listening to, just head over to buymeacoffee.com/dubampod and buy us a wee coffee. It'll be very much appreciated. As mentioned at the start of the pod, we are now doing YouTube.
Yep.
Just head over to YouTube and look.
Come and see my trophy.
Your trophy.
Yeah.
Pokey's trophy. Come and look at the TV and the sign.
Visit
Tooties under Two Bam Pod. On YouTube.
Like and subscribe. Yep. Leave a comment.
Maybe. Only positive comments.
We're soft here.
Just hard in abuse.
Nah, we're thick skinned.
Well,
some more than others. Good stuff.
Quiz.
Yes, quiz sold has out. Now been sold out. We are pricing up a teka. Aberdeen.
For next year.
So I was 30 tables of four.
Aye.
So should be a good night, then.
Should be a good crack.
Aye. Be good laugh, like.
Slowly,
couple of folk in reserve, and in case anybody, you get the pull out, kind of mob. Do you?
Sometimes good to pull out. Hell, Cal Walker,
allegedly.
Well, that ain't I know.
No, you got me.
So, quiz night, Friday the 8th of March, British Legion should be a good crack. 200 episodes will be into that bound.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Anything else you'd like to say before we finish off this?
Just to show you for my cousin's testimonial dinner again. So it's only a few weeks away. So I'm DJ there, fancies a table. Yeah, get in touch with the committee or myself or something.
Things in exchange
in the 3rd in March.
Mert. Getting a 2-3 course meal, then a band on.
Band and all that. So come and support Jim.
All right, be a good night.
Aye, good.
Good stuff. And I think I'm doing a disco night after the quiz, no? DJing.
Oh, yeah?
At Fitba Club in Turra.
Yeah. Dusting off a decks.
I think I think it's gonna be an 80s, 90s night.
Nay, your transpression.
No, it'll be some dance classics, maybe a few
Come on Arlene and fucking
Come on Arlene.
Dire Straits, Walk of Life and shit like that.
No. Maybe a bit of Britpop stuff, a bit of all classics and I think it's an Edo the Fitba Club, I think it's Turra Youth. Turra Thistle, possibly.
Pillar in the community.
Aye. Deem a bit. Plans the rest of the week, lads?
No.
Reference out.
It's supposed to be warm at the weekend. Is it up to 14 degrees or
is
so?
Is it?
Aye.
Yes.
Good.
Wife's working Friday, Saturday, Sunday, so you can get my piece.
Time you're refereeing, like?
11 in the morning, it's early kick-off this week.
Boot myself this weekend.
Oh, Turra United at home this weekend?
Me sure. And I looked.
Well, here, quick look before we finish off. Highland League. I'll cut this out. Highland League.
You winner.
I won that. Highland League fixtures for the weekend.
Flash scores, Mike.
Aye.
Flash scores. Up the cut.
What the?
Oh,
you're clicking on March. Fucking February, you funny.
Turra Fort Martin.
For Martin, aye. Decent game.
That should be a good game.
Locals or Forest is going to get pumped, Michael.
Forest is playing locals, are they?
No, Brock.
Brock. Vale, Brora. Another pumping for Vale should be.
Yeah, a good laugh at our predictions at end of the season.
First locals got Rothes over.
Wickham, Strathpey. No.
Vale about right, then they're playing.
Either.
Brora.
Clark Huntley.
I think it's a 2 o'clock kickoff, so the floodlights, is it?
Aye.
to save a bit of coin.
Save a bit of money.
Good stuff. Right, lads, well, have a good week. Mm-hmm, and if I see you through a week, I'll see you through a windy. Take it easy.
See you, bye.
No me moleste mosquito. No me moleste mosquito. No me moleste mosquito. Why don't you go home? No me moleste mosquito. Let me eat my burrito. No me moleste mosquito. Why don't you go home?